Blog Talk Radio.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Yes, I'm right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Oh. Surprise y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece of the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the flash you need. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive and motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter, self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, 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 everyone, to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say greetings to everyone tonight. So glad to have you guys in the house tonight. We're live in The Remix. Of course, you know Brother Panic is going to be here dropping it with us. And tonight, we're actually, Brother Panic is going to be covering weekend updates with Brother Panic. This is going to be part two. So get your questions ready because we're going to be doing Q&A tonight. So all of those occult questions that you have for Brother Panic, he's going to be right there to take your calls and to really answer those questions. So how's everyone doing tonight? Can you guys hear me loud and clear in the forum tonight? It's so good to have you guys in the house. So good to hear you guys and to see you here. It's Sunday night. I know most of you are enjoying this wonderful weekend. So for most people, this is like a 3-day or a 4-day weekend that we have this weekend that you're doing. So welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to the forum. It's so good to have you in the house. Want to say welcome to our international listeners, and we want to welcome them no matter where they're listening from. We know from all over the world. So whether you're calling or listening from Japan, or whether you're listening from the UK, or whether you're listening from Amsterdam or any parts of Sweden, or any parts of Africa, any parts of that continent, because we have so many listeners that listen from all over the world. We want to welcome you, particularly the international family tonight, because we know it's a challenge to get up but because of the time difference. And even those of you who are staying in the wonderful state of Hawaii, you know, listening as well. Good to have you guys in the house. It has been a very long, active, fun weekend. Got a lot of sun, got a lot of moonlight, you know, went out, spent some time in the elements, so that's always good, and got a lot of your emails, which we're going to be talking about as soon as we open the show, because I got a lot of emails from you guys, and some of the things I want to talk about and kind of want to address and just kind of tell you some guys about that before we get started. We're going to dance a little bit. You know, Brother Panic's been giving updates, some things about Donna, some powerful things, listening to her music. And I know you guys have been doing that as well. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. You can certainly call that number. Get in on the phone lines, especially if you have a question tonight. That's going to be great so that we can hear your question. Here are the questions that you have for Brother Panic tonight in the remix. And, you know, we're going to love taking your questions. I know Brother Panic is definitely going to love taking your questions. Now, for those of you who are listening, and this may be your very first time because we have a lot of first-time listeners, I definitely want to invite you to come on over and join us in the forum here. Join us in the chat room. And if you don't know how to get there, let me go ahead and give you some directions. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix and just come right on in. You'll come in the room. You'll be a guest in the room, but you can stay a guest and you can listen, or you can click the link at the very bottom. Just click that link right there. It's going to allow you to sign up. Tell us who you are and just come right in. Just come right in. Tell us who you are. So want to say peace and greetings to the seen and the unseen as we get ready to get into the energy tonight. We're going to be listening to a little bit of Donna Summers, talk about a couple of things, bring Brother Panic on, and we're going to get weekend updates with Brother Panic right here, live in the remix. And of course, I'm your host, Miss Blue, and it's always good to see you guys in the house. So peace and love to everyone out there, and let's get ready to share.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right, you guys. Really, I want us to listen to this particular song, and this was a request also by Brother Panic, Love to Love You by Donna Summers. We've played this song a couple of times, so this will be the second time that we played it on the show, and for very good reason. And I want you guys to really just get into the energy. You know, when she did this song, Love to Love You, she really did a lot of channeling with it, and we talked about that on the show before. Lights out in the studio when she recorded. Everything was dark. And everything was dark, and so let's get into it. Let's get into it. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Everyone, that was Donna Summers and Love to love you, babe. Peace and greetings, everyone, and welcome to The Remix. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, and we're doing weekend updates with Brother Panic. This is going to be part two. Of course, you know you can always reach out to Brother Panic by emailing him at panicpack@hotmail.com. So let's get ready to bring Brother Panic on the line as we get ready to get into the share tonight. Peace and greetings, Brother Panic. You there?
Yes, peace. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What's going on, Miss Blue?
Everything is good. Good weekend. How's your weekend been going for you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. You know, weekend updates. So this is a good weekend.
Yes, it is.
As far relaxing, it is a great weekend because everybody came and picked up those fucking kittens. So there's no more shit scooping. You know what I'm saying? Litter pouring.
Right, right.
Can't open it. None of that. It's
mm-hmm.
done. I want to give a shout out and thank the sister, Tracy, because she picked up three of these motherfuckers.
Oh, wow.
She's a pet rescuer. She lives on the same block as Bobby, so I'm going to call it magical. And, you know, she came by, she got one cat, and, you know, that was the best she could do because she has a house full. But she talked to some friends and convinced them into getting some cats.
So she
came back, got the two cats. Now, for that, I owe her. So she does have a cleaning business. And with your permission, Blue, I would like to give out her email and stuff.
We already here. Go ahead. She got the three kids. She got the three kids.
Okay. Okay, it's WOMYNWORKING @yahoo.com. That's WOMYN, WOMYN, working @yahoo.com. She does pet sitting services, residential and commercial cleaning. She has a business, Honest and Dependable. And she's conscious, which means if you have statues, altars, and things in your house, she knows how to work around those things. She made a point of it. And now that we have the new house, we think we're going to be using her services as well. She gives a free cost estimate, a retreat to a clean, peaceful home away from a chaotic world. That's woman working, WOMYN, working @yahoo.com. And I wanted to shout her out and shout her business out because anybody getting three cats is now my favorite best friend at this particular time. I also want to thank Johanna, the creatrix, and the sister Alicia, who also came and got one of the cats, you know, each one of them. So
right.
I appreciate them for that, to give the cats. We feel better that our kittens are in good homes with good people, conscious folks. So I want to thank them, and I really want to give Tracy that shout out. When she came and said, "I'll get the rest of them off your hands," I was like, I'll be here waiting. And both times she showed up right on time. So I want to thank that sister for that.
Yeah. All right. Good. I know we're going to get ready to get into the share tonight. A couple of things I want to talk about first before we get in, and then I'll let you speak to it as well. I got a lot of emails from you guys this weekend. Quite a few people had some questions and some things you wanted to talk about when it came to your altar. So let me say this. I'm going to tell you guys sort of my take on it. Brother Panic has spoke about what he wanted to say on it, and I'm sure he'll speak on it again. The number one thing I want to say, here's the thing, and this has been said before. If you have an altar set up in your house and you have different energies on your altar and it's working for you, then keep it that way. There's nothing that you need to do to change. There is no wrong or right way with that. But if there is something that sort of kind of pulled at you, you feel like there's some things, some energy that's kind of out of place or off for you, and you want to change it, there's nothing wrong with that. You can do either one of those things. Because at the end of the day, the altar is really a reflection of what's going on internally with you. And it's funny we started talking about these altars because a couple of weeks ago, maybe about a week and a half ago, I was actually watching one of the shows on HGTV. You guys know how I love everything about feng shui and HGTV. And they were showing some celebrity houses, and they were sitting there having a conversation with them inside sort of like the foyer area where you really couldn't see inside the house. And once I was looking inside of the house and looking at the guy, and I can't remember his name, he's a football player, but I really started to see all of these different images of him in a past life. So he says, well, come on, I want to show you guys what everything is about in my house. I want to show you. Come on in, I want to show you. So he starts walking through his house, and all of these different artifacts are these things that are connected with him. So again, coming from the position where I talked about with feng shui, is that your whole house is your altar. You, from everything, from your rug, nothing is there by accident. You know, these are no things there by accident. But really begin to search within yourself and see what that is. There really is no wrong way. So I had a couple of people who said, one of the particular emails said they live in the house with Christians, and that it was causing problems to begin to spread these altar things out, and would it be wrong to keep it in the place where they had it? No.
Let me speak to this, because we was already talking about this. You gotta understand what's going on here. There is no wrong or right, like Ms. Blue said.
Right.
And magic is judged based upon what works. You gotta understand the concept when I bring this up.
Yes.
This is you. Ms. Blue just said it, and I'll expand on what she just said. Your whole house is your altar. So in other words, if you have a whole house, you need to adjust your altar accordingly. If you are living in a room with nothing but a candle and a leaky roof, then you have to adjust your altar accordingly. If your house is your altar, but Christians also live there and that's their altar, obviously you're going to have to use the space you've been using. Everything is about dealing with what you have. What I talked about was simply this. My rule as a standard was it didn't matter. What I'm telling you now, it does matter, but it matters based upon your situation. My situation has changed. When I was in New York in those small puzzle-ass apartments, it was conducive to my situation that all my deities be close together because that's how I was living. So now that I am living a different way, my altar has to be a different way. How can I alter my conscious in a new form of consciousness the same way I was altering it before?
Right.
So
that makes sense.
So if you're moving up like the Jeffersons, your setup has to move up because you are talking about feng shui actually.
Yeah.
So if I have six bedrooms and I put everything in one room, all my furniture, like I'm living in a one-bedroom apartment, it would look idiotic on a physical level. Same thing with your spirituality. Once you expand and the whole house is your altar, your energy and your body has changed.
Yes.
So in all of these statues represents forms of energy.
Yes.
So you can't have closed, condensed energy in an open space. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like playing basketball on a football field. No, you play basketball on a basketball field, football on a football field, because it's measured the same way.
Mm-hmm.
One's a rectangle, one's a diamond for baseball. There's a science behind that. You get what I'm saying? So what you're really talking about here is geometry. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're not talking about right or wrong in a Christian context. When will we get that shit out of our head? What we're not talking about is right or wrong. We're talking about using energy right, like a fucking electrician. You don't plug a Walkman battery into a car. It won't work. If you only have a Walkman or a motor scooter, you need to ride that motor scooter until the wheels fall off. But if you have a Cadillac, you can't think like a motor scooter anymore.
Right.
So in other words, you can't think the same way. So you have to move accordingly. And at the end of the day, no matter what I say, you judge by what's working. If it ain't working, you need to change it anyway.
That's
I don't care where you live.
That's right.
So, I mean, it should be what I try to talk about is simple concepts. Once you get the Christianity rule, the rule book, once you throw that rule book away, you won't even ask these questions. You'll be able to get what I'm talking about. Because when the sister Tracy came, she got exactly what I was talking about. She said, shit, I got a lot of space, but a lot of my statues are in one place. I spread the motherfuckers out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and a lot of you said you already had it spread out. Is there anything that you should do? Really, you know, we're talking about, like you said, states of consciousness, altering states of consciousness, that your altar reflects that. So this is one of the reasons we're in the West. We're in the United States. And so you got to look at your house as sort of being your United States of consciousness. And sometimes we want to put a different consciousness in the kitchen than we want to put in our bedroom, our bathroom, our entryway, our whatever way, or whether it's just your room. Maybe it's different states of consciousness on an altar up by your bed than one at the foot of your bed, you know? So, yeah.
We also got to know what these energies represent.
Oh,
these
yeah.
These statues are formulas. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you got to know, for instance, Lama Dama, an African statue, her energy is in the kitchen.
Right.
So if you're going to get a statue, ideal place to put it is in the kitchen, so she holds down that area. You get what I'm saying?
Right. So you're setting these things. It should be intentions. Yes, yes.
Right. It should be these things. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to put set by your nightstand. You get what I'm saying? You're going to put bass by your nightstand. If you put set by your nightstand, you don't plan on getting any sleep. That's energy. That's your energy. You're not going to get past that. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
The rules to it is not in the Christian context. The rules to it is in the context of understanding what it is you fucking with. Mm-hmm. They tell you a mythology with all of these deities so you understand the energy that you're fucking with. It's just told to you in story form. They tell you the war. You're not going to put Set and Horus in your room together. They're two dualities. So you're not going to do it not based upon getting punished. It's just you're crossing the streams. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the idea is, you need to have some form of understanding of what it is you're fucking with. You get what I'm saying? So now, if you're in a little space, you're going to have to do what you have to do, because since your mind is in the context of doing what you have to do, the energy that you're dealing with in that little space is set up the same way. So if you're in a space where you can spread it out, and see what I was talking about primarily is people get their deities and whatever and lock them in one room. See, the idea of you spreading these things out around the entire house, making the entire house your altar, is the idea of, because your whole house is supposed to be a goddamn gateway. Your whole house is supposed to be a temple. You get what I'm saying? So if you're in a room, you go to museums, and museums set this shit up where them shit ain't even mixed in together. You get what I'm saying? They set them up in a form, because that museum is actually now a temple. And so you got to set your temple up right. So if your temple is just one room, then your mentality is in that one room. Therefore, that's why they can be mixed, and that's why I can do it, because that's where you're at. So if you're having a one-room mentality in a six-bedroom place, that's going to fuck you up. Now you're bunching the energy in one little area, and it's going to cause an explosion. That explosion was happening to me when I was in the other house. Weary, tired, sick, moody, you name it. Because all of these energies are fighting for time now. You get what I'm saying? They don't have their own space to operate. You get what I'm saying? You need to be able to say, oh, I need that and go to there, or that, I don't go to there.
That's right.
And I only did that because I had the same mentality I had in Brooklyn. So coming here, it's a new birth. It's me being reborn. So I can't be reborn and doing the same old shit with the same old mentality. So that's the main point of that. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
the idea is every single statue you get before you buy it, you need to read about it.
Yes.
Go get the book.
Yes.
Dictionary of Ancient Deities. Read what it is. Google the shit. Every goddamn deity, including the fucking worst of the worst, have a Wikipedia page now. So go read what it is, see what the energy is about. You get what I'm saying?
Before, And that's so true. Thank you so much for really going into that and clearing that up some more as well. Because that's true. In the sessions, I tell you guys, and everyone who's had them know that, and we talk about this on the show. This is not a secret, but we know we have new listeners sometimes, and we know that maybe you guys have not heard that. But you always want to research anything, you know, that like Brother Panic was saying. And definitely when you're bringing in something such as this consciousness that carries a mythology, even when it comes to crystals, plants, even when you're dealing with colors in your house, all of these things, do your research. You need to get that first. Everything, because they all carry energy, everything. And it's very powerful. And just like some people don't mix, you know, some energies don't mix. So very well.
Right.
Very
right. That's all you're talking about, energies that don't mix. See, it comes to us in the form of war. See, Horus and Set, we're still making this personal. But all they're really talking about is two forms of reality, humanity versus your new consciousness. So if you're clashing those, and we talk about it all day, you need to keep what's human, human, and what's conscious or spiritual, spiritual. So
right.
How are you going to have them in the same room? Chilling the fuck out together. You get what I'm saying? What is that saying? So, I mean, remember, this shit is a science. It's not just something you do for fun and self-esteem.
Exactly.
It's a science. Feng Shui has much to do with it.
Oh, yeah.
Much to do with it. So you got to deal with what you're dealing with. So I guess that is the answer, that there's a lot of new people listening.
Yeah.
And maybe I need to explain this shit slower and slower. You know what I mean? Because I explain it as if, you know, people are studied and that they're at a certain point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At a certain point.
Yeah. And I think it's just a good reminder for all of us. You know what I mean? Because everybody's changing. Like you said, you're changing,
you're moving,
you're growing, and we're all doing that. So, you know, all reminders good. I think it's great. Weekend updates with Brother Panic, you guys. Whenever you're ready, Brother Panic, if you want to go into a few more things, we can do that, or we can get straight into the Q&A.
Well, what we could do is talk about some of the things we talked about real quick.
Okay, we can.
And go right into the Q&A, and that'll be real quick. What we need to know is there was a lineup. You need to go download last week's show, last Friday's show, so you can hear. There was a big-time lineup with Pallades and the opening of the Pineal. At the same time, right after that, Venus goes in transit. Venus goes in transit every 124 years, and when it does, when it does hit that 124-year mark, 8 years later, it does it again. So it did it in 2004. And since it does it in connection with Gemini, it's very connected to communications. Last Friday, I went through all the history of all the communication breakthroughs that happened throughout the planet during Venus being in transit for each year and for twice each time it returned. In 2004, that's when Black Planet, MySpace, Facebook, Blog Talk, and YouTube came into being, and the greatest conscious network has emerged.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big deal. This year, 2012, and Venus goes into transit on June 5th.
Yeah.
And
I was just going to say, and isn't it interesting that Facebook sold its shares this year?
Right. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Their shares went public. Mm-hmm.
Right, they went public
this
year.
And it bombed. And it bombed.
Oh, it did? It did bomb? Yes. I didn't know that.
It bombed. Yeah, it bombed.
Yeah, my niggas is tired. Facebook is, niggas is waiting for something new. Well, something new is here. The communication that's in the order of the day will happen in your pineal. The next form of communication, see, this, we are now, there's nothing in terms of communication that could be enhanced on planet Earth unless you're talking holograms. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
And basically, they already got that technology.
Oh, yes.
What we're talking about is spiritual communication. Most of those breakthroughs weren't breakthroughs because we already had a global communication on the planet. That's why the pyramids in Mexico are measured to be the same size as the pyramids in Egypt because we already knew how to speak to each other. We spoke through the obelisks, sent energy to the moon, was the shuttle. That's why the moon has all those craters, those craters in it. It's not from, it's from energy from the obelisks. You can see, you can see this on Netflix. I can't remember, watch all of those documentaries. They tell you that, they tell you the Great Pyramid used to heat up. And they told, and they said through the obelisks, we used to know how to send information. They said, but there must have been a satellite somewhere to bounce this information. Well, yeah, it was the moon. The moon was that satellite, and you could see the dents all through it. And that's how we—that's one of the ways I would say we communicated to each other. So we already had a global network of communication. That's old hat. There's a show I was watching when they showed there's 124 cities sunken in Atlantic, Pacific, and so on that they can't even explain the architecture. Fuck all that Seven Wonders and how they built the pyramid. They got 124 cities. They don't even know how they put some shit together. You know what I'm saying? Right. What's the name? Paco Pico, one of them motherfuckers.
Or something like that,
How they built this city in a mountain. There's another city, I can't remember these names, that are still up, that they have slid the concrete razor sharp in without no tools. They can't move these slabs till today, and they can't figure out how these people slid them in so tightly. You get what I'm saying? And the shit goes on. The story goes on and on and on and on. So the pyramids as a wonder of the world, that's even old hat. There's so many shits they cannot figure the fuck out. So we already been there and past that. All we were doing was waiting for our time again, because now our time is now. So in 2004 was our Venus transit, because the internet was already there. And what had happened in terms of communication was, what happened, as the Machu Picchu, that's one of them.
Right.
What happened in terms of communication in 2004 was, for the first time, y'all need to understand something y'all may even take for granted. Prior to that, in the 90s, you had the same brothers you see on YouTube and see around here doing lectures, Brother Phil, Bobby, and y'all should already know the list by now. But what they were doing were hitting conscious pockets in each city. So there would be a cities that Bobby would constantly return to. And whatever they were doing in Chicago, they didn't know what was happening in New York. They only knew because Bobby was the one who actually made the connection. So when he would be in Chicago, he would be on the tape telling people what's going on in New York, Louisiana, so on and so forth. Well, the brother of such and such in Louisiana did this. So everybody knew each other by these names, and maybe some phone numbers was exchanged. But that free-flowing information that's happening now did not exist. All of this changed in 2004 because even the lecture circuit was dead. What had happened was after the 90s, when everybody had this big buildup for some shit that was going to happen in 2000 and nothing happened, everyone went to go save that water.
Y2K,
the lecture circuit had dropped and failed. And then nobody was doing nothing. Then around late 2003, maybe 2004, Brother Shabazz started doing lectures again with Brother Phil, Brother Bobby, Dr. Africa, Joe Pogrom.
Right.
You named, and so all the regulars that you know today. And this sparked it up. Delbra out here started up again. I can't remember everybody's name. There was another brother started up. So these Brother Sidnetta started up. These people who were already involved in the 90s got another spark because there was another interest in 2004.
Right.
Then Black Planet kind of started, but when MySpace came, that's when it was a phenomenon never seen. Everybody was talking to everybody from different states. Then when I'm sure everybody remembers, it was like you had to go to somebody's page to get information. Facebook allowed you to show your black ass anytime you want. And that was the one. That was the one. For the first time, you had a conscious share of occult information, unlike before. And you need to know the big difference. For instance, If you never heard of nothing named Baphomet until Bobby told you, and then you would rely on the books he told you. You get what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
Now, if you Google that shit, there's more Baphomet information than you can stand.
Mm-hmm.
Or whoever, or whomever, Palo, La Santisa Mamuete, whatever obscure deity you're looking for. That didn't exist. You get what I'm saying?
This
is because the 2004 Venus transit. So now we got one coming up in 2012, as predicted by the Mayans, a big one. Communication now because of the alignment that happened with Pallades. Pallades, I explained to you, Pallades is looked upon as, and I'll give you the exact word that they use. One second. It is looked upon as being responsible for your spiritual evolution and your ascension.
Mm-hmm.
These things were offline. When it comes in a form of a eclipse, it opens up a gateway. And when that gateway opens up, it reaches its destination. And it came through the sun, moon, which means it got all of that energy before coming down, which means we're in the age, we were always in the age of ascension and evolution. Now what you're doing, now you're seeing the fruits of it, because the entire universe is your own mind. So it's telling you, that's confirmation that what we've been doing, what you've been smoking in that goddamn panic pack, what we've been talking about for the last 3 years, panic, blue, and everyone who shows up just to give an ear is participating in this evolution. All you need to do is listen to it, and you're participating in light transfer. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you ain't got to worry about how much you're talking about. As long as you're there and present and putting your energy and your heart into this shit, you are doing the work as well. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're doing the work as well.
Yeah.
So please believe this is because of us. This is because of what it was predicted, but we still had to fulfill that prophecy with the work we're doing, the endless countless studying we're doing, the endless countless energy that we put into our knowing that this shit is happening. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Putting up with the goddamn bullshit just to get some shit. You get what I'm saying? So this is all because of us. You get what I'm saying? All because of us, the Remix family, all these conscious folks doing whatever they do, whether you agree with them or not, it's still
something
that's bringing some light. You get what I'm saying?
So
when you see this, when you see this happening in the cosmos, it's only something that's happening to you. And one of my biggest thing this goddamn year, and actually for the last 2 years, have been all about your pineal gland.
Yes.
So when I see some pineal activity, your gateway out of this motherfucker, believe you me, I get excited and start flapping my legs. You get what I'm saying? Because this is what's going on here. You get what I'm saying? Now more than ever, it's time to get a panic pack and get with this party. You get what I'm saying? But this shit is happening, whether you like it or not. The difference is, are you gonna be watching Men in Black 3 while the real shit's going on?
While the Men in Black is happening in your life.
Right. While the real Men in Black is making this shit happen. You get what I'm saying? Making this shit happen. So, I mean, I talk a whole bunch of shit, but I do recognize, and I'm telling that shit to the sister Tracy, who can't get the cat. I talk a lot of shit, but these niggas is doing a whole lot of work. He's like, I want to be like those lazy niggas that don't do no work. I'm like, I talk that shit. But really, I see a lot of motherfuckers who do work. There's a lot of lazy motherfuckers, too, but the ones who do the work really do outweigh the lazy motherfuckers. But
I
don't like to talk about that too much, because you tell that to niggas. You know what I'm saying? Niggas start taking off their shoes and their boots to see what's on HBO, that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm always going to tell you, you ain't doing enough. It's never enough. And it never stops. You know what I'm saying? So we had a very good time. The solar flares that are happening, even the scientists are telling you, the energy on them solar flares are ancient because they're coming from deep in the sun.
Yes.
So I explained in last week's show, which I will not explain now, how we get information from the sun, why you get tan from the sun, because it's your melanin rising to the surface to have communication with the light. Remember the movie K-Pax, where K-Pax said we travel on light. Ancestral information, angelic information, travels on the light of the sun and communicates directly with the melanin. It bypasses your thinking apparatus.
Yes.
So the information coming out the sun is ancient ancestral information via solar flares. It is time, my niggas. It is time. Your niggas seen that goddamn movie, Skeleton Key. It is time, Lord. It is time. It is time, Lord. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get on some Papa Justify shit tonight. You know what I'm saying? It is time, Lord. It is time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, also, I also connect. Now, we all of this is happening as we bring on the summer solstice.
Yeah.
And this is why the queen had to pass, Donna Summer. Right now is a very important time to get to her music. One of the particular songs she came through, or the particular album she came through, was the Four Seasons of Love, where she goes through all both equinoxes and both solstices dealing with a love frequency. The love frequency is Venus. Venus is in transit, folks. All this shit is coming together. So they dubbed her the queen of disco, and that's the same Hathor we're talking about. Palladium is connected to the seven Hathors or the seven Ishtars.
Yes.
Same shit. You get what I'm saying?
They call,
seven
also
chakras,
call
same.
Seven sisters, that same energy, yes.
Yeah, the seven sisters or the seven Hathors. The Little Dipper, the seven healers, you get what I'm saying, which are the seven chakras. Also, the seven major orishas are connected to Pallades. There's a whole lot of shaking going on. You get what I'm saying? The music of Pallades is jazz music, not that Bob Cos shit that's happening on 97.3. Go to Miles Davis, niggas, you know, Nick. Ella, Miles, Dizzy, what's the sister? Lady Sings the Blues.
Yes.
You need to go to that shit. You know what I'm saying? Next stop Pettigrew. Next stop Pettigrew. That type of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? New Orleans on my mind. All that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? Louis Armstrong. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I explain to niggas, you know what I'm saying? I don't even play with this shit. That I used to be a jazz musician in my past life. That's why I don't fuck with it. And I should have said this story, but back in the days when I was doing music, we was in Unique Studios in Manhattan. Got in the elevator. Miles Davis was on that motherfucker. This is a week before he died. This was the last album he was about to go. It was trying to get a last album out of him. As soon as I got on that motherfucker, that nigga said, shit, man, remember when we had a bus like that, we used to go on tour? I said, yeah. I said, that's right, boy, we had some fun going on tour. A big-ass bus, just like that. It was some big tour bus outside. So later on, after I became conscious, I said, that motherfucker was already in the spirit. He died like a week later. He was already in the spirit world. Recognizing folk, you get what I'm saying? We ain't playing with this shit right here. This shit is serious. Bi, if you take it there,
yeah.
And enough with these emails about fucking Illuminati. I was an Illuminati spy, and here's my story. I don't give a fuck if you don't understand this. I don't give a fuck what the Illuminati do. I hope everything they're doing is right. I'm here and interested in what the fuck we are doing. What the fuck are we doing? You get what I'm saying? What are we doing? So we need to do what we need to do, even if they're doing that. They have an agenda.
That's
we
right.
have an agenda.
That's right.
There's nothing you can do about it. Nothing.
Right.
All you can do about it is complain and say, oh, shit, they're doing that. That's it. So that to me is a fruitless effort. And we're trying to do things here for results.
That's
results.
Right.
You
That's
give them
right.
fans results. So we the results people. We not guess what they doing. Guess
That's
what we
right.
doing. And if you realize what's going on and listen to what the fuck I'm telling you, we are winning. We have won. We never was in a place of desperation. You judging it from a human context that they whipping your ass. The weaker you are as a human, the stronger you are as a god. Know
That's
this.
Right.
Two
That's
different
right.
polarities. Two
mm-hmm.
different polarities. So I want to see, as much as it hurts to see some kids all fucked up, I know, based upon my knowing, system of knowing, the ancient system of knowing, not that I'm trying to sell to you, that you claim to follow, that you're here for, that we are winning. We have never lost. It was never a situation of losing. It was a process of alchemy. You get what I'm saying? Never winning or losing. A journey of a hero. You get what I'm saying? We need to understand that the winning is here if we so choose to see it in the context. Everything I'm trying to do here is put it in the context of winning. So when you're trying to tell me of some human shit that's losing, you are not even in harmony with the message that I've been trying to bring for 3 years.
Right.
You need to tell me something good. Tell me a victory. Email me a victory. Get
that's
what
right.
I'm saying? I don't want to hear nothing about what Queen Elizabeth's doing. Fuck that bitch. You get what I'm saying? I'm interested in the Queen of Disco, nigga.
Right,
Donna
right.
Summer. You know what I'm saying? Love to love you, baby. You get what I'm saying? Love to love you. So you need to get it together. We need to get what if that's what you want to do, all means do it. But what I'm trying to say, you got me confused with somebody who's doing that with you. I'm not doing that with you. You get what I'm saying? You can do that on your own and see how far you get. And in fact, see how knowledgeable you get. See how much smarter it makes you to know that the Illuminati is putting goddamn pork fat in your goddamn your organic broccoli. You get what I'm saying? See how much smarter you get. You get what I'm saying? We're here to study ancient information.
And not
the Illuminati is not an ancient. The Illuminati is nothing ancient. That's some new distracting earth shit to fuck you up. I get it. It can fuck you up. And you need to beware of it. Beware of chemtrails. But the only way to empower yourself is with your ancient technology. You get what I'm saying? So that's what we into here. That's what we doing here. You get
what
I'm saying?
That's what we do on the remix.
Right. You're in the wrong class. You done made the wrong turn. If you're telling Brother Panic about the victory of the Illuminati or the schemes and scams of some nigga who was an Illuminati. I was an Illuminati agent in 1945. So the fuck what? First of all, the only thing I'm pissed about with the Illuminati is the fact that they're using our name because we're the motherfucking Illuminati. You get what I'm saying? I'm mad that they bit our name. I think we should all have a breakdance back for our name, to get our name back. Who has the right to call themselves the Illuminati? You go, doo-doo-doo-doo, just begun, on the run, play that shit. We all just have a breakdance contest. Who could take the Illuminati's name back? Stay away from me with that goddamn shit. You know what I'm saying?
Stay away. Yeah.
Stay away.
Energy, we talk about this, and we know on Remix, you know, we're not where energy flows. So, you know, you bring energy to something, like you said, you can't do anything about. And here's something else that probably would just blow some people's minds, not definitely ours here in the Remix, but just some people, is that I'm in your records all day, every day. And so that really just, you know, we have so much information to know that that's not true, but know that we've been all things.
Right.
So when you're talking about some opposition, what you're really talking about is resistance. The same resistance you get when it's cold outside and you ain't got a jacket on. You got to overcome some resistance. So it's the same resistance. So look at this as resistance. It's not anything that if you choose to give your power to it, then you will have the power will come. They will take the power.
That's like, you know, some blue. I'm sorry to cut you off. That is so perfectly said. If I'm standing outside in the bus stop and I have to wait for the bus, and I'm sitting out there, just keep saying, it's cold, it's cold, it's cold. That's not helping. I know it's cold. It's cold outside. But you at least need to say, the bus will be here in 2 minutes. Fuck that. I got this. You know what I'm saying? I see the bus coming now. So, no, that was perfectly said, Blue.
Yeah, so, you know, face your resistance and move past it. You know, what you going to do?
Yeah,
you keep complaining, the bus ain't coming no sooner.
Right, and you sit there talking about the Illuminati going to do this. You wouldn't even know. And then, like, if I really wanted to get on niggas, you wouldn't know the fucking Illuminati if they was at your house for dinner on Sunday. Look, Bobby said this shit before. Look. If the Illuminati, as you know it, does not exist, that's why you're finding so much easily ready. You ever think if they the Illuminati and they as badass as they claim and you co-sign with, that you will be finding all this information on YouTube? A duh.
For real.
A fucking duh. Know what I'm saying?
I'm on
YouTube and you can't find out half the shit about me that I've done, and I'm on YouTube. You get what I'm saying? So for a hidden society, you ever notice you know more about this hidden society than they have hidden? You get what I'm saying?
Right.
There is a hidden group that runs this world. What they are calling themselves now, you wouldn't know. Y'all got to read this book, J.K. Ellis, Mind Control 101. It's what you think that gives them the power. You empower them by simply watching this bullshit over and over and over.
And over again,
you know what I'm saying? Like, all I have to do is do one or two things. If I was in a schoolyard or jail, I walk in the main yard, punch the biggest nigga in his face. Y'all niggas like, don't fuck with him. Based upon reputation, I wouldn't have to damn near have to fight or do anything anymore. It would be y'all niggas talking my motherfucking mythology. And that's all that's happening. They've been standing this. Y'all niggas is dying to go to these camps that they talking about. Know what I'm saying? Dying to go. Know what I'm saying? Like, this is luxury apartments. I'm like, y'all niggas, see, y'all got to understand the science as well. To tell you something's in the future, you can't deal with now moments. Yeah. I remember this nigga was sitting in jail telling me, they're going to have a military state soon. I said, nigga, they done arrested you for walking up the street. It's going on now. They're going to have us in camp. Nigga, what do you think the projects is? You know what I'm saying? You there now. If you keep thinking something's for the future, you're not looking at what the ass whipping that's being dispensed to you
right now.
Right now. This shit is about now moment and keeping you out of your now moment. Goddamn, Bobby Hemmings talked about this shit. First of all, there's a book called Something Such as Plan. I can't remember the something plan. Way before anybody even heard or said the word Illuminati. And everything that you niggas fear now was in this one fictional book. And they let this book out. Then once people started believing this fictional book, once they put it in the psyche, they started telling you all that happened. FEMA death camps, experimentation. Listen, I know all of this happens. Tuskegee Airmen experiments, Everest boys. This shit is happening, but you got to understand, you have war with racist people who are trying to survive.
Right.
I know that's the case, but saluting and bigging up them as your opposite or enemy is really going against the grain. You need to empower yourself where that shit has no. Has no power over your mind and your will. You get what I'm saying? That there is magic. Know your magic. Yeah, I think it was called the King Alfred Plan. I was going to say King Alfred Plan, but I think it is called the King Alfred Plan. Someone put up. Know what I'm saying? Like I said, this shit, y'all got to know the science. You get what I'm saying? Sitting down there watching this conspiracy shit 24 hours. Y'all need to understand the low level conspiracy. That shit is a fairly new phenomenon.
That's right.
And really, conspiracy is the white man's civil rights movement. Because really, what it tells them is the Constitution isn't real at the end of the day. Because y'all need to just sit and think. When white folks watch this, what is their reaction to all this conspiracy? Their reaction is, well, we need to reinforce the Constitution. That's their answer to it. So y'all niggas is getting on that the constitutional level. Y'all niggas who supposed to know the Constitution ain't real. And their answer to conspiracy is we need to reinforce the Constitution. Do you realize how low level this information is?
Yes. It's high level
if you thought things were hunky dory because you were listening to Mace and Puffy all your life. Telling you that you can, and dreaming more money, more problems, and that you was going to blow the fuck up, you know what I'm saying, in your career, or whatever the fuck it was you think you was doing, I could get that. You're supposed to be on that, realize something's rotten, and move the fuck on. Because you ain't never hear Maxwell Jordan, none of them talking about, Yeah, this shit, conspiracy's bad, and Osiris is the black god that will return. They right. shit on all of that, too, and they for them. All they have is conspiracy, and it's really yeah. conspired against their freedom as constitutional United States of Americans.
Right. And, you know, so, something else that you talked about, and I just kind of want to throw this in there because it has a lot to do with the movies. You know, one of the things, and I studied this just with my studies, if we could say it, with the world, with psychology, which we know that now science is in some cases keeping up or catching up with some of the things that is very ancient. And that is the mind cannot tell the difference between when something is real and when
right.
it's not. So when you're watching these movies, this is why it's so important, and Brother Panic always talks about movies, like you go in with the understanding that you're going in from a different position so you can already alter
right.
that for yourself.
Right, let me you continue. I just want to say that is called suspension of disbelief,
yes.
meaning what you would disbelieve in the real world,
yes.
you suspend it. So meaning yeah. you want to see Superman fly and Neo walk through a wall.
That's right. Yes. And what I was going to say is just to kind of tell you guys, we've talked about this, I can't remember, but hundreds of shows, but just to really begin to understand that, that's why when a lot of the consciousness coming online, the first thing they tell you to do is stop watching television. And
right,
the reason for that is so you can get yourself prepared for these things
right.
that you are watching. Now,
right,
you know,
right.
you would think at this particular point, we don't have to tell you stop listening to certain things.
right,
that you,
right.
You should be already in the mindset that if you are going to listen, because you do need to be aware. There's a difference between being aware and being in the position of listening to something and getting something out of it and being in the position where exactly what they want to happen is happening to you. Code one, if they're telling you that this is some stuff that's going to mess you up, that the Illuminati is doing, and this is the effect that it's going to have on you, and you watch that and you get code one, you get what they tell you, then you already failed. Because that's
right.
not
right. You believe
I mean,
them, right? You, who's this? You listen. You really listen to a, you. You saying how much you try to be black and white. You really listen to a bunch of white folks tell you this shit.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And they're basically telling you we can kick your ass. They've been kicking your ass. They're doing that to the water. Yeah, I'm sure they're doing all of that. But you need to realize that's not from sinisterness.
That's
the water's
right.
fucked up based upon their incompetence.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Based upon incompetence. The food they give you is not to be just sinister all the time. It's because
no.
they're incompetent. They just
yes.
finding out one bread ain't good for you. You get what I'm saying? They just finding out you ain't supposed to eat that with that. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? It's not like it's sinister. They just finding
right.
out that M&Ms may not be a good idea for dinner. You get what I'm saying? They
and
finding that out. You,
that's
you know
right.
what I mean? So you really you confusing sinister shit with incompetence. You get what I'm saying? But you know how to say, well, they just came out the caves. So if they came out the caves, do you think they know how to feed you? Do you think they
yes.
know how to quench your thirst correctly? That's up to you to do. It ain't
that's
the fucking
right.
Illuminati.
It's
just incompetent white folks who's just now getting into fucking recycling. You know what I'm saying?
They're
just getting into recycling. You know what I'm saying?
And here's the FYI. They're not all white.
right. I mean, no, it's Negro. Well, these Negroes
yes.
are white too.
Yes.
We were
no.
calling it white, and you're right. It's
yes.
not really white. It's about it. See, we need to understand if you really want to get deeper, it's
yes.
spiritual. And
yes.
in this time of the Kali Yuga, in this Iron Age, ignorance rules.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a part of the process only for your rise. You could say the face of ignorance, if there wasn't white people, it'd be a bunch of slow Negroes around here, too. You should see the emails. And not slow,
yes.
we want to learn. You should see what they send me. You get
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
white, actually, you know, white's actually the excuse that we don't even need. You get what I'm saying? They're
yeah.
just a young race. They're just mm-hmm. a young race who's now starting to go organic. Going green, so
going
there's
green.
Hope for them,
we've
but they're not
green.
On our watch. But these, but there's some ignorant niggas. The whole, really, fuck the Illuminati. The world is in shambles based upon
yes.
conscious people. Your
yes.
black conscious ass too.
Yes. Yes.
The Christians
yes.
ain't doing nothing but trying to get along in it. It's conscious people that fuck this
yes,
shit up. You know what I'm saying?
So true,
that fuck
so
this
true.
Shit up. And all you talk about, the Illuminati is nothing but a group of conscious white people. the 1% of conscious white people that know. And what they do know is your ass is the black god. So we need to keep them out of their business and put them in our business.
That's right.
Our business. You get
that's
what I'm saying?
Right.
So you're dealing with their fucking business.
That's right.
You're dealing with their business, and you ain't dealing with your business. And you ain't dealing with your business because it's not tangible enough for you. You don't have the fucking imagination or the foresight to understand these things and see how they affect you and how to utilize them. You need your mind to utilize them. How could you use your mind to lose to realize these things when you're in a constant state of fear? I did a whole show on fear.
Yes.
Wayne Chandler put me up on some information on fear. He said basically fear and love are two different frequencies. The frequency of fear is so low, what happens? Your DNA tightens and nothing is let in.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is let in.
Mm-hmm.
With the frequency of love, your DNA expands and it absorbs light.
Yes.
So you need to fall in love with yourself and stop fucking falling in love or being at war with the goddamn YouTube version of what they're telling you is kicking your ass.
That's right. That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Because just by its very nature, the fear that you show when you email to even tell me about some shit about they killed Bernie Mac or whatever. Shit. The fear that you show there says you are not learning because your DNA is shutting down. Enough said. Just by its very nature. They're shutting your DNA down with fear, you niggas. Get it together. That's the war. What if the war is not nothing they doing with chemtrails just to make you believe? Just
mm-hmm.
to make you believe that they're doing, that you at war with chemtrails. Then they have won. And if you think I'm sharing that insanity with you, hells to the no. Hells to the no.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now,
right.
What the most powerful weapon they had, this was shared to me in a channel by Oscar Meshaw. Oscar Meshaw was the first Spike Lee of his day. Spike Lee looks up to Oscar Meshaw. Oscar Meshaw used to answer in movies, white racist movies, like Birth of a Nation. And mm-hmm. when he came through, he said, all that other shit ain't working because the melanin is adaptable. He said, what is constant, a constant battery is movies and the mind control. And Blue said there's no difference, and that's true. That's how the Dogon looked at it when they told them two white boys. He said, we don't play and pretend because when we pretend, it is just as real as it's happening. Now, you know movies are real. If it's a funny movie, why are you laughing? That see, it's trying to talk to your chakras, and your chakras are emotional. So if it's a sad movie, why are you crying? If it's a kung fu movie, why are you coming out kicking and wearing karate slippers? Because it has an impact. You go in there to the movie to be taken away and escape, and has an impact. You are in a room, a dark room with sound all around you, conducive to hypnotism.
That's right.
What's your power against that? Your power against that is understanding mythology, archetype forms, so you can know what it is you're seeing. Now, me and Blue already decided we're going to do, the next show we're going to do is an entire movie show. I didn't want to do it because I did a whole entire movie thing in my book. So y'all going to get a big treat when that book is coming. And it's coming. But what you're going to get, we're going to go through the movies. I'm going to put together a list of movies. If y'all know any occult movies, email me in my group. No, email me on Facebook. Do not email me at panicpack@hotmail.com. Do not do that about movies. It's too much shit. Email me on Facebook or text me on Facebook. I'm going to compile a list and go through some of the movies, psychological impact. We're going to break some of that down, how to look and how to possibly decode movies. Primarily, you have to know your mythology. You have to know you have to know the word. You have to know in movies you hear what they call the word stereotype. In the English dictionary, stereotype is synonymous with ritual. So every stereotype you see in a movie is a ritual. So the black man always getting killed first is a ritual. And when we do the show, I'm going to explain the science of that. And you got to remember what we just said. what you pretend is also real. So why do you think you always see the same black woman, the same black man? I go through every black actor in my book and tell you where they wore a dress, show their ass, which is conducive to the slave who showed his ass for sale, where they have, even if they're showing their ass having sex, where the white man used to watch you have sex with your woman to suck off the energy, that happens in a movie theater, or I'm going to go through it, where they were feminized, subconsciously feminized, all of that. I went through that in the book.
Yeah.
Just that section alone is over 200 pages. I could just do that as a book right now. You get what I'm saying? I could do that as a book right now. I didn't even get that. I got to the mind control and the occult science of it, and then I refuse to give away the information I used that threaded this whole thing together, where y'all could see that y'all thought this little thing went away, but it's been alive and well.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna show you where it is. You're gonna have to get the book for that. That's why I didn't want to do this show, but I'm going to do it, and we're going to decode some of these movies, and we'll start to see a theme and so on and so forth. So look for that next. About 2.5 chapters on the book. Now that I'm in the new house, please believe. And now once I catch up with all these herb packs and all the rest of these goddamn love packs, once that shit is caught up, believe you me, I'm tired of telling you there's a fucking book coming. And I don't think there's gonna be much time to read it, so I better do it now. So believe you me, I'm getting it out the way. All those people said I need to buy. You gonna get that motherfucker? Please believe you're gonna get it. We just need to get herb pack business out the way. All the people asking where's my herb pack? Don't believe I haven't forgot you. I just did the move. It is what it is. But believe me, it's coming. It's a coming. It's a coming. Now, so we can get, I guess, to the questions and answers. That's about what we cover. I go into the everything I talked about today. I go into the science. Last week, L.A. Banks, a fictional writer, was on the show. She came through the Sean with some information to King Cook. You can email King Cook at spiritgateways@gmail.com. And what you could do is get those spirit gateways I talked about. If you haven't heard about him, just send him an email. He'll give you a whole synopsis on these gateways he makes that you put in your house that you can get whatever spirit and do the what's the. But he also channels, and what he got was L.A. Banks, a sister who was on the show who is Remix fan. And he didn't know this, and he couldn't figure out why she was singing the theme to the Remix and saying how much she loved Brother Panic and the sister Miss Blue for all the information share that we had. And I told her, no, she was on the show. And she gave some information. Go back and download to get that information. Very important. Very important. Very good for now. All right, I guess we could get to the phones, go into the Q&A. And also remember, before we do that, let me give the advertisement. Herb Pack. Now more than ever. If you're sitting around, hanging around, fucking around, you're going to lay your ass around. The Pilates has lined up. The pineal has lined up. It is now more than ever to give your attention to the pineal. That is what this all-natural, all-organic herb pack is all about. So you need to get you the fuck one now. You get what I'm saying? I also have plenty of other magical products. Also, another product you may be interested in now is the love pack that I have. It has an extra ingredient that works on the heart chakra. With Venus in transit, we need to get into that now because we're opening up that frequency or that gateway or that hole through the realm of Osiris. When I did the Sobek lecture, I explained that the crown of Osiris is the thalamus gland, which is in the heart.
Yeah.
The crown of Osiris is in the thalamus gland, which is in the heart. So the heart frequency is opening in the summer solstice. With the queen of disco, I told you need to get into deep disco music because you're going to the realm of the party. You got to remember, during disco times, gold records used to be a million, platinum used to be 2 million. When disco came in, record sales almost stopped and the record industry almost went broke because no one was buying records. They were going to party. Disco is about the party. You get what I'm saying? So we about to go to the motherfucking party. Put your dancing shoes on. So you need to get into some disco fucking music now, especially with this Donna Summer as the queen of disco on the other side as this Venus transit comes in. Very important. So you may want to get into that love pack. I have plenty of aura pack, hex pack, stuff to do now. There's a whole expanded list. Aura baths, I have aura shields, things for the shower, rare out-of-print books. I got something magical for your ass. All you do is email panicpack@hotmail.com, PANICPACK at Hotmail. Get your list and get busy. Also, occult lectures for all my YouTube videos, Facebook. I have a group, Pan-Demon, on Facebook. You can email me for show links and past shows, which is probably the most important thing you could do if you're new. I give those to you for absolutely free. Get all the show links because I want you to, more than anything you do, you need to understand the information I've been putting out for the last 3 years via the remix. You get what I'm saying? With your host, Miss Blue. That's the most important thing you can do. So you need to get that. You get what I'm saying? And get a list while you're there. So now we get to the question and answers after we're done with the advertisement. You got to remember, herb packs is how we keep this thing going. If there's no herb packs, then Panic shines off his Microsoft certification and says, do you need your computer fixed, sir? You know what I'm saying?
No way. So
that's what it is. With herb packs, we get to keep on talking shit. You know what I'm saying? Smacking him in the head. After that, I just become a regular mailman again if there ain't no herb pack. And let me tell you, I'm kind of comfortable with doing because I know I'm going to heaven when it's over.
I don't know what you
came to do, but I know what I came to do. You get what I'm saying?
You guys,
so,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Wonderful. Definitely, you want to reach out to Brother Panic and you guys for all of those things. PanicPack@hotmail.com is where you can reach him. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 once you get on the phone lines so that we know you're there. I also want to go ahead, since we're giving out this, and just let you guys know, don't forget to get your Know Your Magic deck. It really keeps you current. It keeps your magic current. All of these tools, all this information that you're working with, it really is a way for you to really get into it and be able to have something, a tool there. It is not a tarot deck. It is an oracle deck. It comes with an hour-long CD, not a CD, audio, that you get, and a PDF where I go through all of the information. All you have to do is email me, questionforblue@gmail.com, or just go pick it up yourself, www.msmissblueblast.com/card, C-A-R-D-S. And, of course, the audio workbook, which thank you guys for that as well. And also the readings, because I'm going to be doing really new stuff with the readings, and it has to do with the Akashic Reading. Just going into more detail, it's going to be a completely different reading where I'm actually going to be bringing in not just your past life and telling you how to free things up, but we're going to take a look at all or quite a few of your lives, and I'm really going to put together a blueprint, a success blueprint for you, let you know where you were at your highest and how you can pull from that information and also learn from the challenges from other lives, and bringing those two together and really giving you a comprehensive plan so that you can know both sides of everything. This is the time, you know, Brother Panic talked about it on our show on Friday night about all is one. So this is about helping you alter all of these states and making them one. Get these things. This is the time of love. So everybody who's been emailing me about love, get the love pack, get the panic pack, because you need to have these things. It's going to be some powerful times to be doing some rituals. We have some important days coming up in June, actually two of them, the couple of times at the first part of June, the 20th of June. If you order now, if you get your packs now, you'll have it ready because I'm going to be doing a special ritual. If you have a Kim deck, we're going to do it. You're going to need the love pack. You're going to need the herb pack. You're going to need these things to already have your energy lined up so that we can use all the tools that are available for us. It's so many out there, and we're going to get ready.
Let me say this, too. I don't want to forget. Now, the energy comes in that time, but the energy is active. So don't get focused on having a pack on the one day. You know what I'm saying?
No, not that day.
Because ultimately, I mean, I want you to be able to realize these things without anything. You get what I'm saying? The pack makes it easier. The pack, see, the herb pack and the love pack, all of that helps stifle the humanity. The humanity is what gets in our way, so it helps shut it down. But really, you want to pull these things, you know, yourself. So you want to get it, like I said, it's good now. I'm able to send these things out faster, the move. So, and you just reminded me there's two other things I need to bring up.
Okay.
And I'll make it real quick. I'm thinking about doing classes. A few people have emailed me. Classes on basic magic principles, maybe about four classes once a week. And I really want to, the first class I want maybe five or six people from Atlanta to get it, so they can come over to the house. Before I do something that's online, and basically it'll be just basic magic classes. So you'll have, especially for newbies. So email me panicpack@hotmail.com for the classes. Also, the lectures are going to start again. I'm gonna talk to Wayne, look at the schedule. He'll be the next one. What I need is someone from Atlanta willing to work with me on lectures. Email me panicpack@hotmail. First, it's gonna be first come, first serve. If you're in Atlanta and you're going to get paid during the lecture, but there's, you know, we need to promote, we need to be at certain places to hand out flyers, radio stations to tell people at Wayne or whatever's going on. If you're interested in something like that, what I need you to do is send me an email, panicpack@hotmail.com. Let me know. So basically, it's a job assisting with the lectures. And you'll get a little bit of change for it. You get what I'm saying?
Beautiful.
And you get to ride with me everywhere and ask me every fucking question you could possibly think of under the sun at the fucking time. So that's that alone is juicy because when we sitting around, that's really when I go in. So I wanted to put that out. I think I'm missing one thing, and because I want to make sure all of this is, because these are actually weekend updates. So I'm just really trying to get everything out the way
of
what we're doing this whole year to bring this energy in. And again, lectures, I need to know if Remix people, the lectures are for y'all. The first lecture I did, it was not profitable, but I didn't lose anything because everybody paid. So I was able to pay for everything with everybody's advance payments. And so everything went on. And so the lectures are for y'all, really, because I ain't going to lie, the shit was a hassle, you know what I'm saying? I'd rather stay in the living room and sell herb packs, but I don't mind doing, but I really know what I benefited from the lecture circuit, and I want to bring that kind of shit back, you know what I'm saying? We YouTubing it and blog talking it, which is all fine, but there's nothing, and after Brother Lean came the first time, like a live lecture. So I'm happy to be that outlet, but I need Remix, and it primarily it's for Remix people. You know what I'm saying? Other people show up, but primarily it's for Remix people. So, and this time, I have a webcam solution. So let me know if you're interested in, you know, just so reach out there. There will be a webcam this time. We found a website, and there will be video on demand, which means if you can't watch it on Sunday, you could dial in on Tuesday and watch it. So I have a whole professional that's going to do that. And to tell you the hassle of it, and let me share this real quick, why y'all don't see on the Lean DVD, the dude that I got to film it, this nigga sent me an hour of the DVD. Mm-hmm. I'm like, dog, that was an 8-hour lecture. What the fuck just happened? Oh, right. I was filming highlights. I'm like, highlights? Who the fuck told you to film highlights?
Wow.
This nigga just took it upon himself. Now, he wasn't a conscious brother. He was just a local dude. But long story short, I cut it off there because there's no other answer to that but me walking down there and putting foot to ass. So I just said, okay, that's what it was supposed to be spiritually. We just went that route on it. So that's why there's no DVD. But this time we have a solution, live cam and all of this kind of solution. So y'all got to let me know. Y'all got to give me feedback. Otherwise, I'm looking at it like it's not that worth doing it. You get what I'm saying? So y'all got to let me know. Also, again, with classes, like I said, I'm going to put together a curriculum if it's worth it. But I need five people from Atlanta who's down, and then I know it's worth it because I want to see how the class goes. You know, I need a test run before we take it on the internet. So people have been emailing me. Just email me and say classes, and I'm putting you in a folder. And believe you me, I got your email and blah, blah, blah. Now we can get to some Q&A.
All right. So with that being said, let me just get this out here because you reminded me. Kundalini classes, which Brother Panic is going to be doing some stuff in there too. But I got some Kundalini classes coming up for the month of June, you guys. They're going to be short classes. We're going to cover a lot of different things. Interested, real simple. Email question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4blue at gmail.com. And we're going to get to it. I'm going to, I'll put this in the room. And we're going to get to the caller. So press one. Press one so that we know that you got, you have a question for Brother Panic. 646-652-2711 is the number to call as well. And we're going to go from there. So we'll go to the next caller calling in. It looks like calling in from area code 916. You're live in the remix. Please tell us. 916. Wait. Let's give them a minute. 916, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
That me?
That is 916.
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
Greetings.
Hey, how you doing, bro?
I don't really have a question right now. I'm just listening in. I'm driving with my daughter.
Okay.
All righty.
All right. Well, keep listening in. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 856. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, how you doing? What's up, Ms. Bloom? What's up, Brother
Greetings.
Panic?
Greetings.
Hey, what's up, man?
Yeah, I really didn't have a question or nothing like that. I actually wanted to thank you, Ms. Blue. I bought your cards. And the first thing, I pulled a card out. First thing it said was clean house. Which I looked around my room, and that thing was on point.
Beautiful.
So I'm just letting you know that works. Yeah. And I got to know your magic. And I tell you right now, I'm using myself, my favorite disc, the Fate vs. the Destiny. It actually helped a lot of people out with their fucked up situations, with their fate they were born into.
Beautiful.
And actually, really, you know what I mean? Like, kind of helped them out with the whole humble thing. I really didn't have a question, so I'm going to give out a simple question. I was thinking lineages, but you're probably going to go off on a rant on me, Brother Panic. So,
No, it ain't that serious.
I came up with something more legit, though, than I was going to say, like, what are souls? Something stupid like that. I mean, which any question could be stupid, but.
Every question is the answer. Every question is masterful, no matter how it's answered, brother. Don't worry about that.
So, my question to you is, here we go. My little science thing I'm doing right now, I was actually going to start an altar, throw a lot of my pictures in from, like, my class pictures, you know, like old school pictures up to now, and throw it on a black cloth. Because I know you say you usually set up altars with white cloth.
Oh, now, I never said that.
I was going to throw this little avatar nigga into the abyss. I was going to put it on a black cloth. So I was going to ask you more so, how do you work with your colors when it comes to altars?
You do whatever it is you delight. The only thing we're talking about is certain amount of rules which are obvious. You know what I mean? That's the example I pointed out with Set and Horus standing together. You got to kind of know that. But at the core, the altar, the word altar means it's a place where you alter your consciousness. So if these things, your subconscious mind is actually guiding you, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's telling you to put a black cloth. It's telling you to put those pictures. Yeah. It's telling you to do that. You get what I'm saying? Your human mind is doubting that. And that's what, again, that's what I point out with herb packs and love packs. You think that we advance, but your human mind is constantly doubting. It is the ultimate player hater. That is pointed out in that movie, what's the movie I'm always talking about? Revolver.
Revolver.
It tells you your greatest mind is, your greatest enemy is closer than you think.
Yeah.
And that's your conscious mind. So your conscious mind is telling you, Now, I've never seen, it's telling you to put a white, I've never said put a white cloth.
No,
on,
I have
not. Even, not even close to that. You use the colors that make you feel good.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? You use what makes you feel good. There are rules to it, but these rules should be obvious rules.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? And so what I was talking about in terms of the statues is only conducive to your space. Your altar is supposed to reflect your temple. You get what I'm saying? So if you have a big space, you need to spread it out. If you have a small space, you got to keep it there. That's a general, if you want to call anything, more of a general rule than you get punished. You get what I'm saying? So we talk as if we get punished
right.
for these type of things. You know what I mean? Or there's somebody who's looking down going, uh-oh, you used a black cloth. That's
right.
a no-no. It doesn't exist like that. You got to, even if I said use a white cloth every time. If your own mind tells you to use a black cloth, then please let that supersede anything I've said to you. I am no more divine than what can come out your own mind. I'm only trying to be the living example of the process you're
right.
supposed to be doing as well. You get what I'm saying? I am not the authority. You get what I'm saying? There's nothing in your mind that is less than what comes out of my mind. So if your mind says black, the worst case scenario is you might have to say, God damn it, I got to take that black cloth off. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's really the worst that can happen. It's not like you're going to piss off the devil, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And
yeah.
go to hell, you know, go to hell for some immortal sin. It's like you do it. You that's the whole thing. You experiment. Let me try the black cloth. Let me try the white cloth. Let me try the fucking lavender cloth. Fuck it. I'm going to try potpourri. You want to get as outrageous as you can because you're going into the world of to a human would be outrageous based upon it being spiritual. You get what I'm saying? Spiritual basically means or the idea of it is it's beyond the restraints. You get what I'm saying? It's rules to it, but these rules are the same as general rules. You get what I'm saying? A battery is a battery, but every battery don't fit in every gadget. So the rules are the gadget needs batteries. You just need to get the right batteries. And basically, those right batteries are based upon common sense, not upon punishment, damnation, or all things going to all hell around you. So you experiment, you play around. The idea here is to be your own guru. You get what I'm saying? Not to have, well, panic said use white, I must use white. That's the furthest thing I want. You get what I'm saying? And that's why I constantly say I don't want people to ask me, panic, is that all right? I don't want to be your preacher. You know what I'm saying? I want you to say, your panic, I know you said this, but I tried that and it worked for me. Then to me, that's a damn success. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
That's success.
I know this is kind of another thing I'm about to say. You said our science is to break it down to the simplicity. So you can tell anybody
uh-huh.
this, you get Dr. Seuss word
right.
type thing, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Actually did a little research. Actually, and the best thing that the analogy that came up to me when I was doing some reading lately was your mind, like your body, is the same thing I say, like the sun, the moon, and the earth.
Mm-hmm.
How, like,
mm-hmm.
the moon is like kind of like your mind, where it is your mind,
mm-hmm.
where it's not
mm-hmm.
really, it doesn't have its own light. It reflects the light of your true self.
Yes. Yep.
So whatever's
exactly.
coming to my
yeah.
mind is
yeah.
actually a reflection of my true self coming to
let
light.
Me,
I just got to, you know.
Let me tell you, excellent, brother. Excellent. And
mm-hmm.
it's very on point. The moon
yeah.
is wisdom,
mm-hmm.
represents Tahuti. Tahuti is the god, the man in the moon, the god
mm-hmm.
of wisdom. You get what I'm saying? And the sun reflects his light. You get what I'm saying? That's your pineal gland. Or represents your light, your soul, if you will. You get what I'm saying? Sun is called what? Solar, right? So the light of your soul becomes wisdom through the wisdom of the moon.
All right.
Absolutely
nice talking
correct.
To y'all.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely. You're on point. So that's why we need
yeah.
to understand this. We need to understand this, too. When that soul lined up with the wisdom, the sun and the moon, and also lined up with an older form of light, the Pleiades
mm-hmm.
star system.
Right.
I'm glad you mentioned that.
That
put
good.
That what's happening in another context. So,
yeah.
yes, it is in you. And what's in you is what we see in our near vicinity. When it lines up with this cosmic shit, That means you're waking up different forms of light within you. The Pleiades star system. Study that. Alcyone is the particular star and the most powerful star, the most talked about star out of these seven stars that line the fuck up with your wisdom. So level of wise, another level of wisdom came upon us. You get what I'm saying? That light is the pineal. They say the seed of the soul, pineal gland. Or it's the sun behind the sun. You get what I'm saying? Always a way to get the hidden thing into the sun, which represents your the light that shines through, which is, you can also look at your solar plexus as well. Or you get what I'm saying? So that's excellent. Excellent. And you are very much on point like that.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you look, y'all kind of pushing me to do my thing too, you know, because I got a couple
that's
brothers
good.
I'm trying to talk to too, you know.
You know what I mean? That's what we're here to do. That's what we're here to do. We're here to put foot to ass. Foot to ass.
That.
You know what I'm saying,
that.
Bro? That's good. And that's
so
good,
y'all,
man. You sound like you got it. You got it.
Yeah.
You sound like you on point. And you're doing what you need to do. It's always good to hear that.
Good stuff. Thank you. And I really want y'all to enjoy y'all Memorial Day. I know, go pig out, whatever. You know, I mean, eat your barbecue. You know, I'm beginning.
Right.
And, ooh, what?
Getting it in, huh?
But, and make sure y'all buy all get your stuff. Yeah, whoever's listening, get your stuff. Miss Blue got her stuff on point. I'm telling you, her is magic. And Miss Brother Panic, you too. You know, I've ordered a couple $100 stuff off you. And it's going
yeah,
to
I
work
know, Yeah, they're always a pleasure to pack some herb packs.
You know, I kind of irritate you a little bit of a question here or there, but, you know, you give
nah,
me a...
No,
you know,
nah,
you
I mean, no,
you,
no, no,
you
no I want you to understand.
And you threw me on the old school New York rappers, but I really appreciate that because I ain't into no new stuff no more. That stuff is, no.
Right.
It's
okay. Terrible. Oh, yeah, well, email me again. I'll put you on to some real hot shit. How old are you, bro?
I'm 23.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll put you on. Go ahead. I'll link you up. I'll link you up. You probably got a lot of shit, but I'll link you. I'll see where you at in the game. But 23 is young.
Yeah.
We'll get you off of that, Nelly. We'll get you off of that, Nelly, kid.
Yeah,
we'll
get you
off of that, Nelly, kid.
Yeah.
We'll carry you from that, Nelly.
Oh, a lot of that stuff is on my phone already. I've got like 500 songs. I'm down to like 300 now. I just kind of delete them. I got to, man. I can't do this to myself. No, it's torture. I need something.
Yeah, I like to hear that shit. Someone who's got off that drug called whatever the fuck that is they playing. Because I be hearing this shit around this house. On MTV, I really try, but I don't get that shit. You know what I'm saying?
See,
don't get that shit.
And the saddest part is about it is that, like, I drive school buses, so, like, I got little kids that be singing this Nicki Minaj crap, saying,
right.
I'm like, oh, I pulled the bus over. Plenty of times.
Well,
I got to cut this out.
Let me say this, because I got to say this, because I got to stand up for Nicki here a little bit. I don't really like
we'll
a lot of her stuff, but let me tell you, some of the music, and it's not just that, but it's really, it has a lot to do with a lot of energy where she's coming out of. And I really see her template energy. We don't have enough time to really go into this. But really, when I begin to think about Nicki Minaj and her taking back the Barbie doll, the very first Barbie doll, and even if we want to look at this, because we're looking at this on a human level, otherwise it wouldn't matter, is that she represents the true Barbie doll. So a lot of people have gigged on her for wearing the wigs and the makeup, talking about, oh, who is she to call herself the Barbie doll? She's not
I say all of that is correct, but now she needs to get some talent.
Well, here's the thing. She needs to get talent.
I mean, Lil' Kim did,
that's
too.
That's what I was going to say.
But she was talented when she did it. Like, I have no beef with something new. I just say it just lacks talent, all of what I'm hearing. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
if they did what
the
they did with
is,
some talent.
Yeah, the whole thing is kind of watered down, like I'm saying, but no more than a lot of stuff that we're hearing. So my thing is, I say to her, do your thing, Nicki. Represent that Barbie doll. Represent that girl power, if that's not it, because she do represent for a lot of people fighting, trying to really get out of their situation. And so she's been instrumental. She gets a bad rap, because she can't really sing. We know that. But
she's not even talking about nothing that's even means anything. You know what I'm saying? If she had... I mean, if she had even if she's not even convincing at what it is she's trying to do. You know what I mean? Like I said, I know it gets into personal preference and all, and age and all, but I mean, I've seen better versions of what it is she's trying to sell. Like, all I ask is anybody, especially being in music, put some fucking effort into it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I'll be doing better. Like, the kid, what's the other dumb-looking dude that's with him from Canada?
Drake?
Yes. He could rap. He could rap good. But still, though, this music form is just over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And what
I definitely think the creativity is there.
Over.
But I think I think no more than Drake and Nicki, that's why they really kind of get together, is because they really got the same style. She's the female version of the Drake, and that's
they just put it together because it's obvious. Like, she's not lyrically with him. Now, I've said this before.
I love me some Nicki Minaj. I love me some Drake.
I've said this, but I like me some Nicki Minaj. I'm just saying.
We're going to have to let this go.
I definitely know she knows how to sell herself, but she learned that shit from Madonna. You know what I'm saying? Madonna had no talent, and you still talking about her ass.
I don't think she learned that from Madonna. Madonna's new to her. She learned that shit from coming out of that camp.
Madonna's a master at that. Little Kim only did what Madonna was doing. Madonna was the one that broke that shit down. Britney Spears, all of them was following Madonna's lead.
I believe, even
as a music guy, that shit was like clear and obvious. This edgy kind of thing. Now, I get it. It's the time. In fact, I'll do you one better. My stepson played Nicki Minaj before she got with those groups, and she was off the hook.
I have that too. She was actually off the hook.
So what I see when I see her is somebody who compromised talent to do that old goddamn pageantry shit that is just actually meaningless and does nothing for nothing but waste everybody's time. You get what I'm saying? So I mean, I'm told from the context of seeing business from the business context. The motherfuckers is on point. But all of that shit was set up based upon earlier talent.
But the whole system is set up that way. That's why it's a flop now.
It actually wasn't. The whole system was always creativity versus music business conformity. And black people, and musicians mostly, they were very adamant on keeping our music pure. Even with early rap, who I was a part of and we thought was talented, musicians went crazy because they told us it was a doorway, in fact, to what we have now. You get what I'm saying? They just thought it would come earlier. You get what I'm saying? So it was always a standard. See, the music business, what they want to do is put out a Twinkie, which has a formula. They don't need to stray from it. And it's hard to do that when you call on the other side of what you're putting out, we're being creative. For instance, the example of Marvin Gaye, when Marvin Gaye was a clean-cut, shaving guy. When he did Let's Get It On or What's Going On, he grew a beard and a hat. They was scared to death of this kind of change because it was a change. And he started talking about the war and all this kind of thing. They were scared to death. This is always scared to death of this change. And even in the early rap, they would still classify, well, he's a LL Cool J, a Kumo D type, because they needed that to have a business plan to be able to sell something. So now, at this particular day and age, the record companies have won. All of that should actually happen with Puff Daddy and them. When they started conforming, that's why the whole early rap was saying, we don't want to go pop. But guess what?
Right.
Not just Nicki Minaj. And like I said, it's a personal preference. Nicki Minaj, Weezy, Drake, everyone has went pop, and they will do anything a record company says to do to sell records. So any of that shit is like, all of that shit is like, well, I wish I would see some talent because music was the thing we had and was reflection of that. Fuck a gimmick. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's more gimmick
than talent. I'd rather see, it's not just hating Nicki Minaj, I'd rather see her say something that's even relevant to her plight. You know what I'm saying?
Well, she has said some things relevant, but they all have. But I understand what you want, and I see you guys with your hands up. We're going to get to you. And so we're going to close up this subject here. But I guess my point is this. If we're going to shit on them, I'm not going to let you shit on Nicki, because I could just shit on them all. Because all of them.
No, I shit on all of them daily. Every time my stepson walks around with headphones, he even got to play that shit loud. I shit on No Talent. I shit on rappers, niggas who niggas respect. Because my standard for the shit is based upon something totally different than a fan base. I see what they're doing, and I know how to make music, and I know when motherfuckers is being lazy. And what
that's
I see is a bunch of lazy, lazy, uncreative niggas
wasting
your time.
That's right.
I don't care what they dress up. I don't care what they dress up with. I don't care how many titties they show. I don't give a fuck how many muscles they show. You know, they're just imitating something that's dead and over.
Yes. And it's the same way with the shit with Illuminati. It kind of works hand in hand. So I can see why people get the way that they do with it.
Okay.
It works.
Well, I guess.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's a wrap with that. But I will say this. The only reason I stood up for Nicki, girl power. I'm not going to let y'all two guys shit on Nicki.
I mean, that's what we're talking about. See, I'm not even talking about girl power, boy. I'm talking about lack of talent. I'm not talking about girl power. It's like you sticking up for Rick Ross because he's a guy. It's not about lack of talent.
We got to let
you. And then I was on the phone actually talking to somebody.
You got Corona?
Yeah, I live down the street.
Yeah, well, anyway, we're going to let him go. But yes, I was just saying, they're all a flop, so we're not going to pick on Nicki. That was just my whole little fight.
I don't think nobody was really picking on her. She's only more of the same goddamn bullshit minutia that's going the fuck on now. Like I said, if I want to see music, especially black music, I would just love to see somebody doing something that takes some effort and some talent. Well, I said, oh goddamn, they at least, even if I don't like it, at least they doing his best to make their point. I mean, just popping your ass out. If we talk about girl power, we should have a problem with just somebody popping their ass out. And
well,
that's what she did. I had a problem with Lil' Kim doing that. I'd rather hear her run take out her titties all day. So I mean, Nicki wouldn't be the be all the end all. She's just another one in a long line. When all the shit was failing in New York, so it's not even New York versus the South. This shit was failing when Mace was doing that. When Mace was talking about he has two Rolexes, I was saying that's not even a Negro reality. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So this has been a long this. What I do remember is a constant fight of not, and I worked at record labels as well, seeing both sides. It was a constant fight against their business model versus keeping some form of your creativity in. This was done in a way of, well, let's not sell out, let's not go pop. But this has been a long line of a fall. The end result, it's not just her, the end result of everything you see. Big Sean and Wiz Khalifa. All of this is, don't take my word, don't look at their records. Go on YouTube and look at them freestyle. And you'll
see the
criteria for any of that shit was criteria for a singer. You needed to be able to sing. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people could sing, but you needed to be able to sing on the level to be accepted. You get what
I'm
saying?
True.
So, I mean,
that's
it's not really a big deal, but, I mean, we not to need to stop fooling ourselves if we like it, we like it. Let's just say that.
That's,
but, you know, some shit, it is what it is. That shit is not talented by a long shot.
I'm not saying that she's the most talented. I want to make sure that I say this, and we will move on. But that wasn't my point. It was really just a joke of you two just saying that and both saying something.
I don't think she's either way, like I said, I've heard stuff like my stepson played her early shit, and she actually has.
Oh, yes. That's what really
she's not doing it now. She's not doing it now. Not because, and I'll be one better, not because she doesn't want to. That's just the climate of the business now.
That's
the
right.
business
That's
itself
right.
is over. The business has totally been taken over by the record companies. Now
yeah.
they run the standard. It's simple as that.
That's
and
true.
It's not just rap. It's with our R&B too.
Yes,
it's
it
not
is.
Just her. She's no more of a villain than goddamn Puffy and them was. Because they're
That's
the
right.
ones who started degrading. I thought it started degrading with Mace and them. So it's not really her. She's just
right.
more of the same shit. All you got to do is turn on MTV right now and see what they're playing. I mean, there was times you would just literally say a guy on this level of talent on MTV, that's a crime. If you were watching on BET,
that's right.
it was a crime.
That's right.
Not just her, not just even, I think they're geniuses for keeping that shit and making that shit something. But there's a whole bunch of motherfuckers.
Oh,
you know what I'm
yeah.
saying? What's his name has? T.I. has a record label. And the
yes.
dudes on his label is like, so, there was one dude with a little bit of talent. This other dude, you could it's catchy. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do it all day, 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 day. Come on now, that's like you ain't got to even be nothing to say. Well,
it's not about talent.
I'm glad he's coming off, but still though, you know what I mean? Still,
not about talent. Yeah.
Well, fuck it. You we really can talking about fucking Will Smith's kid. You know what I'm saying? Come on.
It's not even about the best. I think everybody knows somebody on their block that could do better than everybody we've seen on air at this point.
I think it's clear this whole business is just blowing
yeah.
the fuck
yeah.
out. I mean, it's over. It was over. It started being over when let's say if DMX get on, like Bob Johnson couldn't get a deal. You would have to be posse up with DMX. So when everybody's posse started getting on, because, and this was also another record company thing, because they know if they put DMX's friend on, then he's going to do a record with DMX. So Eve and the Rough Riders and became on. You get what I'm saying? So it's not like you would just get on with talent. Lost Boys got Cannabis a deal. Birdman got a Weezy and the rest of them of the deal. So when it became this buddy system and the record companies were promoting that, so it's a lock in for that. When it became that shit, then that's when it started being over. No one was getting, in other words, they weren't looking for talent, they were looking for short things. And at this point, it's a short thing. So, I mean, it's just more the same earthly dumb minutiae. I mean, you know what I mean?
Okay.
You know.
Here is something that's going to make you really laugh. Blue Panic Kitty says hi. Tracy.
yeah. Tracy going to name them cats whatever she going to name them. Blue Panic Kitty. That's what she named that white cat. So I'm comfortable with
white
that. Tracy
cat,
got
Blue
three.
Blue Panic Kitty.
She got three kittens. She got three kittens, and I'm comfortable with that.
Oh, that's beautiful. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller. You guys, we're here with Brother Panic and taking questions. So 646-652-2711. Press 1 when you get on the phone line. I see you guys there. So if you have your occult questions, get them ready for Brother Panic, and we're going to do it as we continue with weekend updates and, I guess, Blue Panic Kitty. And we're going to go to the next caller calling
in.
Well,
the cat did have blue eyes.
Beautiful, beautiful. So we're going to go.
And
I have no problem.
And it used to eat and shit a lot, so that would connect it to me.
Ow. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 901. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello. My name is Tamara, and I'm calling from Tennessee. And I just wanted to you up. Hello?
Yes, hello. Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, well, I ordered a couple of Panic Air Packs. We call them Pineal Poppers here. And I shared it with 5 people. 2 of the people I shared it with, they lost their taste for marijuana. And I have had some great experiences with it. My pineal continually throbs all the time, but my question is, it's a great product, and I really do like it, and I'm going to order more. But my question is, will it bring up a certain, your body stays kind of warm and hot all the time because I've had to drink a lot more water than I used to.
That's good. I mean, it does. I've heard everything. I'm glad. Thanks for the shout out. And I'm so glad to help people get off drugs. I am so glad.
I just heard that today. They lost their paper.
That's good. You know, a couple of people have told me that they'll start smoking that more than the drugs. I've noticed different things. I've noticed heat in my heart chakra when I've used it. And it's good. Like I said, either way, that's good. That means something is changing in you. You get what I'm saying? And, you know, as long as it's just more water and not more drugs, then that's perfect. So, yeah, I mean, again, I mean, to be clear, it's all natural. Everything in the panic pack you can have on a dinner table or drink as a tea and consume. So there's nothing that's, you know, there's no drugs in it. People ask, is it the DMT? The DMT is the spirit molecule in the melanin. When you're taking ayahuasca and the rest of peyote and the rest of that, it's a big rush of DMT. The herb pack activates the DMT, but it activates the pineal, decalcifies the pineal, so you can stay in a constant state of spiritual connectedness. So if the spirit is telling you to drink more water, it's actually telling you that water is intuitive. You must have the water in your body. Bobby Hemmett talked about he drank 6 gallons of water at one time and started to time travel and shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's the spirit actually telling you to drink more water. If you're heating up, that's the kundalini. That's heating up. So the pineal does all of that, and that's good. That's your kundalini starting to heat you up, and you're getting pineal activation. Like I said, you know, and I'm glad you were here to attest to it. If y'all fucking around on the fence about this herb pack, will it work? You fucking jerking yourself. This shit worked. This has been going on for 2 years now. If it hasn't been working, I would have had an out of business sign on my door. This shit is highly in demand. I get much second return business. Third, you got people on their 8th, 9th herb pack. You got people who buy 7 herb packs at once. So this is the formula you want to get if you're on the fence. This is what you want to keep fucking with. You get what I'm saying? So thanks for you giving the shout out. More than always, happy to serve. But yeah, no, that's the kundalini action. That's actually good. So yeah, keep drinking water. Keep drinking much water if you don't want to drink, because that's the spirit. You know what I'm saying? And you're cleaning out. You know what I'm saying? Shit is cleaning out. That's all good. That what's happening. That's really all good.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Also, my head is throbbing as you're speaking even more. It's throbbing all of the time. That's okay?
Yeah, that's the pineal. You want your pineal. Now, if it's hurting.
No, it's just hot and throbbing all of the time.
Oh, yeah, that's kundalini. That's what we're here for. That's why we came. That's why we were on the remix tonight with your host, Ms. Blue.
I've only
we tried
been
to get that
for
head.
Like 2 or 3 weeks, and this is what has happened.
Yeah, like now, let me tell you. You said you haven't smoked for 2 or 3 weeks, and it's happening.
I do one at night for 2 or 3 weeks,
uh-huh.
And I also do the belladonna. I can do the belladonna, rub it, look down on East Temple, and it does the same thing. It's the pineal popper.
No, your pineal is very active. You get what I'm saying? See, people are in different states, so some may need to smoke the herb pack longer, some less, and all the rest of that kind of stuff. So, no, you have very heavy pineal activity. I would say you're at the point where you should only smoke the herb pack or use the belladonna when you're trying to do some spiritual work. You don't need it, like, every night unless you want it. You get what I'm saying? But you technically don't need it. What you can do now, if you want to do something in terms of ritual or you want to contact a spirit, this will be an excellent battery for you. But you did it. You've opened. You've done. The herb pack has served you well. It's done. It's done what it's supposed to do. Decalcify whatever. You already had good activity, but decalcify and get that pineal, jumpstart your pineal gland like a lawnmower. Now, it's on now. Now you start experimenting with spirit. That's what you should do. Try to contact somebody. Whatever spirit that you like and talk to you the most, try to speak to it. It's very simple. Just speak to it like you're speaking to me. Just talk to your own self. Start having a conversation like you're talking out loud with that spirit. And then what you'll start to notice
is you'll hear your own voice talking back, then something will speak out of rhythm with your thinking. So if you're thinking A, B, C, D, E, F, Z, it'll just pop up, G, H, and that Z will be the spirit is starting to talk, meaning you're there now. Once that pineal is pulsating, that's high kundalini activity. That means your kundalini energy is hitting your pineal gland and melanin is flowing. That feeling of pulsating that you're talking about is melanin, and it's that DMT. Now you charge it with your thoughts, and it'll become deeper DMT. Oh, it's always great to hear when an herb pack is doing what it's supposed to do. Because, at the end of the day, that's what really makes me feel good. Because now I feel like there's another spiritual soldier. You get what I'm saying? Alive and awake.
Well, sure.
And now is the time to do. I'm sorry, say it again.
I shared it with 5 or 6 people, and they all, we put our money together now, we ordered more, and they had the same experience in the same quick time.
Mm. See, that's probably why y'all all together. That's probably why all y'all are together, because you're on the same frequency. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, this has been for 2 years, and there's been a whole bunch of herb packs going on. So, I mean, I get story and story. I had to delete just because my Hotmail can't take it anymore. I can't use the search feature. I was starting a folder of everyone who gave me a happy report, maybe to read them one day. It's too many. I had to delete them all. But everybody tells me something. So, you know, my heart or this, or I think sharper, or I sleep deeper, or I had a problem with my back, and this, that, and that. Because what's happening is the kundalini is starting to heal you. It's starting to fix what it is you need. So when I hear that it's pulsating like it is, that means y'all can talk to spirits. Y'all can talk to spirits. You're sending out like radio waves. That's why it pulsates. Because you're sending out like how they do that that Morse code, that dot, dot, slash, dot, dot. Same thing with the pulsating. That's how the frequency works. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
So based upon your thoughts is how you program those pulses to hit where you need to pulse, for it to go where it needs to go. So it's like a form of Morse code. You get what I'm saying? You on. You are exactly where you're supposed to
like
be
popcorn.
At that point.
Like popcorn.
Yes,
indeed.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling. You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for mentioning that about the herb pack.
What do you call it? Herb poppers?
We call them pioneer poppers.
Pioneer poppers.
Yeah, I might need to go with that. Y'all need to get some pineal poppers. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to get the PPs. The P doubles.
The
pineal poppers.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful. Let me go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 347. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, this is Danielle from the Bronx.
Greetings, Danielle from Boogie Down Bronx.
Hi, this is my first time calling in. I've been listening to you guys since 2009. I'm a little nervous, but I do have a question. My question is, again, I've been listening to you guys since 2009. I've, you know, been studying and I've been doing some research and got an herb pack and things like that. I set up an altar, but I feel like I don't know where I'm putting my energy. I feel like I'm just reading all this information and I'm getting all this knowledge, but I don't know how to use it.
Let me ask you, what is it that you do about it? Like, what have you physically tried? Because if you know from 2009, I give you much tips and much tricks. So have you done any of the tips and the tricks and tried anything to experiment?
What I've done, after I set up the altar, I started meditating. But you know, I have a couple of Orisha statues around.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but then when I get to the meditating, I don't know what I'm asking for.
That's your issue. See, that would be the issue. What you need to do and what we all need to do is understand this is specific work. You ask them exactly just the way you know how to ask me a question. You sit down with whatever statue, whatever thought you, whatever picture you have in mind, and ask them the same way you're asking me because it's the same thing. So you definitely know how to express yourself real clear and real precise. You do that same thing. You know what I'm saying? So whatever Orisha statue you have, you need to tell them, look, I don't feel nothing from you. Show me something. You get what I'm saying? Challenge yourself. Look, I like Hathor. I want to try to talk to Hathor. I gave a lot of methodology on how to do that. So try it. Challenge yourself. You get what I'm saying? It sounds like you're waiting for an epiphany or something to happen. You get what I'm saying? Like,
I'm asking, but then I'm waiting for some type of sign. Where the spirits at? I'm not feeling no energy. I'm not seeing no spirits. Nothing's happening. So I'm like,
well, let me ask you, tell me, why do you think you're not feeling it? Why would you say so? Because I would have to say, I'm being extra here. You don't have no pineal gland. You don't have kundalini.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have chakras. I'm trying to be extra. If you have all those things, then you have the means and the mechanisms to do it. The only thing that can possibly blind you or shut you down is your own mind. So now with that being said, tell me why do you think that you're not experiencing these things?
So I guess what I was expecting was to hear the spirit talking to me. You know,
Pause right there. This is one of the things I teach. Don't expect anything.
Right.
Do what you need to do and go with it. So the mere fact that you're expecting a particular thing means you're not seeing every other thing that could be happening. You get what I'm saying? The spirit is not restricted to the human thought. They talk in many different ways. One of the best ways is coincidence, what we call coincidence, which is actually synchronicity because there's truly no such thing as coincidence. There are many ways the spirit talks. They talk by through people who come and tell you something that you may needed to hear. They talk by old ladies on the bus come and tell you something. They talk at people in the store. They talk through hobos. They talk through a feather falling on you. So if you're expecting something, you block yourself out from everything else that could be happening. See, you got to remember, you're only asking for things that even happen to Christians. So we think this is bigger than it is. Spiritual contact happens in a subtle form. They talk subtly. If you're not hearing and have the stigma of they're not talking to you, then why would they? Because it sounds like you have made your mind up that they're not talking to you and you don't expect them to. And if you have that mindset, that's exactly what you're going to get out. You're going to get out what you're going to put in. You need to have the confidence and the knowing that not only can they talk to you, they have no other choice. They are you. It is you. It is your black mechanism. You are built from nothing outside of this conversation that you're looking to have. You just need to know how they talk, how they conversate. You get what I'm saying? So if you're expecting them to talk to you, they are talking to you, but it's like, are you able to hear them in every context? Because a dead Christian will tell you the spirit said, even a Christian will not deny the spirit. If you tell them there's spirits in that house, I don't give a fuck how much Jesus they believe in, they ain't going to cross that. What, the spirit? Fuck the spirit. You never hear a Christian say that. So us as black people innately have this talking to spirits is nothing more than a sense. We have just been regulated down to the five senses. But this sense of awareness of a spiritual presence is still there. For instance, if you were in a room by yourself, you could feel even a person walking up and approaching on you. You turn around and you kind of know. Or you could walk into a room full of people and know they was just talking about your ass. You get what I'm saying? that you don't hear spirit, but you can feel the spirit. So it's like, I would say for you, you kind of got to know a little bit more and kind of be ready to receive whatever may come. It seems like you're looking for a specific action than a reaction. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And all the altars and all the panic packs and all the rest of that work with your own mind. You get what I'm saying? So you have to you have to let a little bit more go. You know what I mean? Little bit more go and get. Do you do anything that's creative? What do you do that's creative?
Nothing.
Exactly. Spirituality is absolute creativity and imagination. If you like to draw a little bit, go get you a damn coloring book. You get what I'm saying? Go get you a puzzle. Go get you some model airplanes. Go fold them swans out of paper like the Chinese. You need to have a creative outlet so you can have a pathway in and out. If you don't have a creative outlet, you have a logical mind. Your logical mind is unspirited. Your logical mind is for book reading and analyzing. You do that so you can satisfy the book reading and the analyzing so you can get into the creative aspect, which is your right brain. The spirit talks to you through your feminine side, your right brain. I spoke on it. If you see, most of the pharaohs step with their left foot forward. The right brain controls the left side of your body. So this is a symbolic of they're stepping into the spirit world with their left side, which is their right brain, which is the creative side of your brain, the intuitive side, the feminine side, the side of knowing. If you don't have a creative outlet, if you're not into anything creative, you have atrophy in the right side of your brain, which is the spiritual brain, which is why you're looking for logical. You're doing everything that's logical. I set up an altar. Why isn't the spirit talking to me? I put it in the east. Why isn't the spirit talking to me? I got this statue. Why isn't the spirit talking to me? Well, when you do something, anything that you add to this world creative is spiritual and is acting spiritually. You get what I'm saying? So you have to act more spiritually to be in the spirit. You get what I'm saying? So anything, my suggestion is anything that you kind of like to do, you get what I'm saying? Drawing, maybe writing some poetry like Esther or singing.
I've been doing a lot of reading. I said I enjoy writing, but lately I've just been doing a lot of reading.
See, reading is a left brain thing, and depending on what you're writing is a left brain. I'm talking about if you're doing creative writing, poetry or rap music or songs or just nursery rhymes. Creative writing is what I'm talking about, as opposed to just writing, you know what I'm saying, a dossier or a term paper, you know what I'm saying? In other words, getting out of the logic, you get what I'm saying? So anything, yeah, dancing, somebody's writing dancing, painting, you know, I mean, this is the kind of thing you got to get into to help balance out the spiritual portion of you. You have to get into something that inspires you. Simple as that. Mountain climbing, you know what I'm saying, bungee jumping, skateboard off them poles on the step, you know, any of that kind of thing. Is something that will help to activate this part of you. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, and you know, you really got to do that. Otherwise, you're not accessing the spiritual part of yourself. You know what I mean? Crocheting. You know, sex. I don't know. Something. You know what I mean? So, you know, something, you know what I mean? So I wish you luck, and you know, you first got to work on that aspect of yourself. You know what I'm saying? You know, just sit around, tickle yourself, get into, you know, have giggling sessions, something to find some sort of joy and get into a spiritual moment. Do you think you'd be able to find something like that?
Yeah, I think I will.
Excellent.
I thought that was. I thought it was just the rituals. Do this, do that.
See, what the rituals, what they do is kind of see. That's actually the problem. Your left brain that needs something logical. So most of the rituals satisfy the logical part of your brain. So in other words, I got a green candle. I put it in the east. I lit it on Tuesday. Logic. But see, you understand the green is the heart chakra. The east is the rising sun. So that's rising energy. Tuesday is Mars. So you did all the logical thing. But if your goal is to gain some war energy in your heart, then you did the right thing, but you still got to let the imagination part take over, which is the green frequency, the heart frequency, in the war energy. So that's actually so you're doing a ritual to give it over to your right brain, to give it over to the part of you that knows it will work. And if you leave it in the left brain, that shit is going to tell you it's not going to work all the time. In fact, that's its job. See, that's actually how your conscious brain protects you. See, you may say, see, if elephants don't walk around your block daily, and you know if elephants walked on your block, this would scare the shit out of you. So your left brain tells you this will never happen. It's protecting you from chaos and mass confusion. That fire is going to fall from the sky. Logically, you're going to tell yourself it ain't going to happen. And then even when it falls from the sky, your left brain is still going to give you logical reasons. Oh, that's nothing but the chemtrails. That's nothing but the airplane blew up. You're not going to think, oh shit, we at the end of the world. That's why the subconscious mind learns through repetition, because it has to eventually be told over and over and over again, so the conscious mind can be shut down. So you do the ritual to shut down the conscious mind. Everything's about shutting down the conscious mind to let the right brain come in. You haven't shut down your conscious mind. And you got to do it through something creative.
Thank you.
Got to do something to grit. You know what I'm saying? Even if you got to get some paper and just do scribble scrabble all day. Just scribble. Mm-hmm. And then when you look at the scribble, just make up cities. You know what I'm saying? Get a kaleidoscope or, you know what I'm saying, etch-a-sketch. You know what I'm saying? Something. A yo-yo. Try to walk the dog. You know what I'm saying? Do the sleeper. You know what I mean? Something. A Rubik's Cube. You got to get something.
All right. I feel you.
All right. Peace. Peace and love to you.
You'll be fine with it.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from, let's see, area code 419. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Brother Victor Setawell. Such a pleasure to finally get a hold of you.
Right on, brother. Right on. I know you got a radio show somewhere.
No, I don't. But hey,
you got the voice.
I just want to give you much shout out for. I've learned to respect because I'm the brother that you told not to mess with the monkey guys because for mundane stuff.
I remember.
And I messed my aura up.
Right. Yeah, you changed that shit up real quick. I remember that email. He's like, yeah. I was asking them niggas for potato salad, you know, extra shit at my cookout.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, that's done. I remember that one.
Yeah.
He's like, nah.
No, my
now,
brother, I
that
just want to give you a shout out, man, and encourage you, man. Get that book on, man.
Okay.
I want that book.
We're going to get it on. It's coming, brother. We're going to get it on. And it's a good one. Like I said, I'm not rushing it because I'm trying to make it action-packed, information for, you know, I mean, in stacks. So it's coming. You know what I'm saying? It's coming.
And just Sister Blue, I get a hold of you some other time because I know this is Brother Panic's time. I'm just here listening. I really wasn't even expecting to get on, but, hey, you know.
Yeah.
I'm looking for that.
I just want to come to your radio show next. I know that much.
Be strong, my brother and sister. Keep on.
All right.
That's a radio station shit right there for your ass. Be strong.
Hey, I tell you one thing, though.
That's a sign-off.
Hey, no,
welcome
really.
Welcome to Brother
One thing you said to me that really impressed me, I said, you know what you said about like Bobby Hemmett, and you said magic was all about, you had me cracking up when you said Bobby Hemmett would say one thing, you would think, well, if I do this, You know how he changes everything to for his own view, his own perception. It's all about how you perceive it, making
his own perception. Right.
Yeah, man, that was so deep. And really, that's
profound.
What it's all about, man. You make it fit your own world, you know?
Yeah,
that's right.
like I'm saying, who's going to stop you? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Who's going to stop you? Like, and I totally got it after the fact. I'm like, this nigga just say everything that go with everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't eat potato chips. And give you the whole mythology on it.
Yeah.
What you doing tomorrow? Well, I'm going to give me a bag of chips. What? You just told me not to eat chips. And tell you the whole mythology why you should eat chips. I said, God damn it. Everybody on the planet is always trying to be right. This nigga figured it out.
Yeah.
He figured it out. So a lot of what I've learned from Bobby is not even from lectures. Just observing this motherfucker.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
There
just
you go.
Everything.
Feeling it.
You make
feeling
this world yours. That's why it's so important when we talk about when they injecting all this crap with the Illuminati and all this shit that's going on, how they're making this world, how they're making their world your world.
Yes.
Your idea is you make your world. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And, you know, I've never even told Bobby that, you know, about this, that observation. Like, yeah, you just be making shit up, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I ate this fucked up food and I threw up. Well, you needed to clean out. Like, what the fuck, nigga? No, you did. You just activated. You just activated the eighth chakra. I'm like, well, shit, I guess I did. Fuck it. I got an eighth chakra. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
Something that just popped in my head. I was wondering, wouldn't it be something if this whole, well, I know we talk about different, that you talking about going into a different reality, but wouldn't it be something if we all just, maybe that's our whole role is to create our own world or create our own universe.
What
and
down.
Have
exactly
little
what
submodalities.
You're
doing that.
That's exactly what you're doing. It's not a what is. That's what you're doing.
Okay.
That's why, again, it's so important to
know
your
heaven.
Thinking.
That's
okay.
Your
listen,
heaven.
There's a movie, What Dreams May Come.
Oh,
what
yeah.
Dreams May Come. And they tell you through the movie.
Yeah.
Why am I here? He said, well, that was a painting that you and your woman liked.
That's
well,
right.
That's your heaven.
That's
now, there's
right.
a difference. I tell you about the astral world, you still be able to do this in the astral world. But the astral world is only mimicking a greater heaven.
Yes.
So the at the end result where we go, no, you're going to your thoughts. That's why I tell people you better take control of your thoughts. It's very important. If you're worried about the Illuminati,
no, you're magic.
Let that shit go. It's
tell me about
it. I'm building your
so
world.
Important, my brothers and sisters. Yes.
Yeah, you're right. That is very important. So all our ancients left energetic formulas in the form of deities and mythologies. The most detailed motherfucking anal motherfucking group was the Egyptians. They made every single thing a god and a god. The light switch. That's Sobek. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah,
every single thing you can think of is the energetic form. So when you deal with these energies, you are then powering it, and you now have the ability to wield the energy to create your world. They say when you die in Egyptian mythology, you become all the gods.
Yes.
Which means you become all that energy, which is how you build worlds, how you build universes, how you build your reality. You become a star.
Indeed.
And that's that. You're made of melanin. You're made of actual stardust right now. They say your soul is nothing but stardust. You're a star.
Yeah.
So which a solar system revolves around you.
Yes.
And it's the worlds that you create that you touch each of these worlds with your light. That's what
Speak
we're
on,
doing
bro.
Here.
Speak on. Yes.
That's what we're doing here. There is no. That's what I'm saying. When they're player hating you when they're giving you philosophies of this world.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? That's why it's more important
controlling
to get
your
over
mind, leading you in their own agenda.
Right. Yeah.
Right. This is how they survive. See, they cannot do without melanin what you can do. But what they can do is get you to factor them in your reality to hopes that you bring them into your new reality.
Yeah, and I have made that
they're
mistake.
They're trying to piggyback off
you're
you.
You're right. Yeah.
Yes.
They're trying to piggyback off you. That's the science.
Yeah.
That's the science. They're trying to piggy. They need you. They see, that's how they're enslaving you. because they need you to do the work that they cannot do. They need you to do it for them. So when you have them in your thoughts constantly, because remember, all of this shit is leading up to a cosmic reality. So what do you think? The Illuminati is a cosmic being? Oh, wait, let me answer that. Yes, you do. You call them the fucking reptilians. You get what I'm saying? We call them, now they're the reptilians. And this shit only meant kundalini people. The first thing you learn in consciousness is the snake is good. But then they tell you that kundalini is a reptilian force. Kundalini first approaches the brain at the medulla oblongata, which is also called the reptilian brain.
Yeah, okay.
You see a snake on the crown of the Egyptians.
Okay.
But one fucking white man somewhere tell you the reptilians are enslaving your ass and you can't get over it. You think the Queen of England is some ancient reptilian from another planet come here to be a queen.
I hear you.
This would be if I was an ancient reptilian from another planet, why the fuck would I be hiding from you? I would be walking around this motherfucker sticking my finger in everybody's butt if I wanted to. Why? Because I'm the anal motherfucking Naki, and I could do it, and I could do some anal Naki shit. Fuck, I'm walking around here in a skin suit. Fuck, I'm walking around here in a skin suit and pulsating for. I'm walking around here in full reptilian dress. Straight up walking around here as a motherfucking lizard with a tail. Sticking my tongue out at motherfuckers. What you gonna do, human? I'm reptilian, nigga. Reptilian up, nigga. I fuck that bullshit. So you got these reptilians. You got reptilian walking around in the skin suit like President Bush. You could be a regular white man to be them. You ain't got to be a reptile from another planet to do what you're doing. Niggas are bowed to the queen right now. Not because she's a reptilian, because they think they're supposed to do that shit. You walk in a room, niggas will start plieing and cuffing their heels together. Not because she's a reptilian. You already got you in the mind control.
That's
email we talking about. The Queen Elizabeth has sex slaves. They breed sex slaves. I'm like, why would they breed sex slaves?
Right,
they just open the
news
and get an escort.
Yeah.
You get a fucking escort, a human escort. You know what I'm saying? For $35, you can buy a sex slave. What's the trouble for breeding them? You know what I'm saying? Who cares if they are? You know what I'm saying? They ain't more ancient than you.
That's right.
So you need to breed. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's so ridiculous. So about, they hide.
Stay on your own
agenda. They hide from you. How is the Illuminati running this, running your water, running your food, but hiding? You know what I'm saying? Trying to hide from you. Tell me you're the Illuminati. What am I gonna do?
I really got many people on that Illuminati stuff now.
Yeah,
really
what am I gonna do? Oh, you really a reptile? Let me go march on Washington. Oh, hey, Al Sharpton, did you know they're really reptiles from another planet? We need to get with Jesse. You know what I'm saying? We need to get with Farrakhan and protest this shit. What you gonna do? I'm sure they got a ray gun that'll fuck you up.
Reptilians.
You know what I'm saying? So why would they be hiding? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Why would they be hiding?
I just want to tell y'all, keep being, you know, doing what you're doing, man. Because sometimes, like you said, even if I don't get on, there's message. Mm-hmm. You answer questions, and I get the answers anyway, man. Just being totally honest and keeping things aware.
Yeah.
That's what keeps us alive. It's like that's a pineal pop up right there. You know, just keep doing what you're doing. That's all.
Right. That's a pineal pop up right there. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad, bro, and I'm glad to help. And really, I talk the way I do. Like I said, so we could see how what we taking so serious sometimes is absolutely ridiculous if you really think it out.
Yes.
What it is what we do need to understand is our ancient information is different categories, but we sometimes mix them all together because they happen on the same circuit. So, for instance, I don't talk about health issues and people ask me what they should be eating for spirituality. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we have this thing where it's all one thing. Conspiracy theory or even conspiracy fact, even though it's made its way into our circuit, it had a very little impact because we know shit is rotten. We know shit is rotten. And we know they're doing things. I'm not foolish enough to say it's not happening. But at the end, you need to keep your faculties together and
Indeed.
Understand the core of this is about what you about you, okay, not about them. This is now because white folks got more into conspiracy theory. Jesse the Body Ventura has TV shows on it. It made it bigger than it was. You know what I'm saying? A lot of black people got conscious over 9/11. You get what I'm saying? Which led them to conspiracy. A lot of black people. And that was one of the big things that got people back into consciousness as well. I mean, that was it. When did you get conscious? 9/11. Because they didn't really know something was right. So conspiracy used to be a gateway into consciousness. But it really got big, man. It really got big once the internet came. And not saying none of this is right or wrong. I don't care if it's right or wrong. What I do know is there's nothing I can do about it, but there's something I could do about our ancient science. None of it makes me smarter. It makes us more aware, but it doesn't make it still doesn't activate your ancient science. There's nothing on the Egyptian wall, which we claim to follow and name ourselves, about conspiracy or conspiracy theory. Everything is about how to get the fuck off this planet and never come back.
You know, I work with young brothers and sisters, and I tell them, man, it's all about, you know, being clear on what you want, grow, and just don't make any excuses. Just look at results.
Right.
Just get these results, man, you know. And, you know, quit bullshitting yourself. You know,
Stop bullshitting with yourself. When I hear all this conspiracy theory, I'm like, well, tell me something about yourself.
Don't let nothing stop you from doing what you want to do.
You magical and you the ancient motherfucker. If it concerns you, go challenge. Go get a sword and go challenge the Illuminati. Challenge them to a duel.
I tell you, my biggest Illuminati is myself, trying to keep balance and stay clear. Sister Blue said she had been cracking up about kryptonite. Beware of that kryptonite. There's some things I'm still, and I'm sure she's going to let me know what they are that November, but.
All right, and we could sum it up with this. It's something I said before, but if nothing else I said mattered, I was at goddamn Kroger. And the regular Kroger lady looked at my one of the pieces I was wearing and said, "Are you the Illuminati?" I told that motherfucker yes.
Hell
yeah,
okay.
I said, "Oh hell yeah, I'm the Illuminati."
What can you give me?
You know what I'm saying? She ain't pack my low carb bread the same. my damn orange juice. I believe I'm the motherfucker. Hell yeah, I'm the Illuminati. What's the problem here? The point is, if the regular lady at Kroger is dealing with this information, then this information that tells you this information is no longer advanced information. This is public information that we fucking with. And at the end of the day, conscious people are supposed to be dealing with information that separates them from the masses. So if the masses are now on YouTube interested in fucking Beyonce and her fucking baby blue Irie as a ode to the devil, I don't know what to say. You're not conscious. You're just regular people. I'll give you the lady at Kroger's number, and you can start emailing her about the fucking theories. And talk to her about it. She's more interested than I am. You know what I'm saying? And just one last thing on it. Shit, when motherfucker said Beyonce gave an oath to Baphomet.
Please.
I was like, shit. Please. Ain't that what we've been waiting for? Happy day, nigga. Happy day. You know what I'm saying? I'm waiting for the Antichrist. You know what I'm saying? I'm waiting for the goddamn Antichrist. I hope it's Blue Ivy. You know what I'm saying? I hope that bitch comes and just fucking all this shit. You know what I'm saying? Shit. All hell Blue Ivy. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to fucking tattoo Blue fucking Ivy. You know what I'm saying? And even if Jay-Z and Beyonce are somehow fucking with Baphomet, they'll be the prime example of why you need to. If they're ignorant and fucking with Baphomet, look at what they've accomplished. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get
look
a lot of looks, too,
when I
go to church with my Baphomet sign.
I walk in church with a goddamn robe on, the old monk robes, you know what I'm saying? You know, singing that shit, Om Rame no Baphomet. Baphomet do Rome come. You know what I'm saying? Hope some shit come down. Show niggas fangs and put gasoline on myself, whatever it needs to get done. Open up the ninth gate, you know what I'm saying? Wear fucking Cthulhu tentacles. You name it, if it's going to work. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Them niggas in there. Hey, Beyonce fucking with Buffett. Oh, shit. Fuck shit. Hell yeah. Hell, I hope she is. That would be my happiest moment.
Well, right now, I'm sort of chosen world, which I can't be that radical.
I'm like, Beyonce's doing more than all the niggas who've been listening to the remix for
3 years. Yeah.
She did more than that shit and did it to a beat. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
Oh, yeah?
Shit. Yeah. If that's the case, I mean, we need to start seeing how unserious this shit is. And it's serious, even if it's the most serious thing in the world, once again, what are you going to do about it?
Talk, right.
This post-links? Right. Post-links?
Right.
You know, for shit. If I was a reptilian, shit. I'd be walking around this motherfucker. Why would I be a reptilian and come to slave the humans and dress up as one? They said that shit in the movie Blade. That nigga said that shit in the movie Blade. Why are we working with these people? These people are our food. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
These niggas like, we got to hide from the humans. That's how we did it. That nigga said, Frost? That nigga said, shit, hide from the humans? These people are our food. That's like me dressing up as a chicken to blend in. Get the fuck out of here. Dressing up as a cow to blend in. Look, these people are our food.
Right.
Dressing up as broccoli, talking about, shh, I'm organic. Shh, don't tell nobody.
You
fuck that shit. If I was a reptilian, I'd be walking around here in a fucking cape with an R on the back. You know what I'm saying?
Well, brother, get that book on out, man. Okay. And stay strong, Sister Blue.
All right. Well, peace and love to you. Thanks for calling
in. Peace and success to everybody.
Peace. Nice talking to you, man.
Peace.
We're talking
peace.
Shit with you.
We're going to go to the next caller. We have about 12 minutes left to go in the form, you guys. So definitely let's see if we could get to the next caller. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 864. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are. 864. You're live. Who's on the line? Greetings.
You listen to his radio. He didn't catch up yet.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
I know, 864.
864. No, he's really nice. We'll go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 917. You're live in the remix.
Methamphetamine.
917, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line?
Oh, how you doing? This is Anton calling from the Bronx.
Okay, greetings to you. Greetings to you.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Wonderful. How are you? You got a question for Brother Panic? We got about 11 minutes to go.
All right, so now let me get it on. How you doing, Brother Panic? Greetings.
Peace, bro. What's going on?
Ain't nothing much. Just listening. I've been listening to you guys for a little bit of time now. Just want to tell you thank you for everything that you guys are doing. And the question that I had was, basically, I went away to college, right? I went away to college for about 5 years, and I came back. I went back to the room, you know, to the room that I basically grew up in. And during the time when I was in high school, I had placed up a lot of posters on the wall, like, you know, like rappers and musicians that I had, you know, like, put up for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that when I came back from college, the ones that stayed up or that managed to stay posted on the wall in the same position was those of Aaliyah, Left Eye, and Tupac. Those were the only three that managed to stay up there. So I was wondering what you had to say about that.
Well, you know, I think it speaks for itself. You know what I'm saying? I think it speaks for itself. I mean, you know, you created that gateway. They must be vibrating with you. And, you know, the energy had to keep them up there. Nobody took them down. So, I mean, I think more than what that says, I think is moving forward what it says, you may need to get with those three. So, you know, you need to get some pictures of them up now, and you should be trying to contact them. I can tell you what happened when I contacted them. Leah got a lot of ancient power, a lot of ancient Chinese power. So that's the I Ching, if you will. She came through. There was an earthquake in China. And that same week, that's when she got R. Kelly off the pedophile charges.
Mm-hmm.
I went through that on a remix, and there was much more detail.
Yeah.
And she's a bad motherfucker.
Okay.
But don't just stop at that. Try to get with her. Tupac is a form of Mayat. That's why you've seen a lot of duality with him. One night he was like, fuck a nigga, kill a nigga. And the next minute it was like, dear mama. So when I contacted him, he's a form of Mayat. So you can contact him. Left Eye was having a lot of problems making the transition, but she finally did. I can't remember the event, but she finally did make the transition. Very powerful. You get what I'm saying? Remember, the right brain is controls the left body. So Left Eye is nothing but the right brain. You get what I'm saying? And her consciousness was starting to rise again right before she made the transition. I have a connection to her because she passed on my birthday. So these are all very powerful. I all made contact. So those three, they were telling you is you need to have, I don't know if they're in your house now, but you need to duplicate that where you live now. And you need to work with them. You know what I'm saying? I think that's what it's saying more than anything. I mean, you know, it would be hard, even if, like, the next person moved in, it would be kind of hard to take some pictures of them down. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Anyway, so, I mean, on a physical level, you know, if I would have came and seen, I'm like, I ain't taking them damn Tupac and all these, you know what I'm saying? All these rappers, you know. So on a physical level, I think the mere fact that you came and witnessed it is them talking to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And what that says is you probably need to work with them. You know what I'm saying? You probably know them already, so you're very close to them. You know what I mean?
All right.
So yeah, I think you should work with them.
All right, cool.
Have you ever talked to spirits before?
No, I haven't.
But I'm sure you heard enough show for me to give methods. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I said, just put the pictures up. You know, pour some liquor, some water, and just see what happens in your dreams. You know what I'm saying? That's the first thing you do. See what happens. Listen to the music, anything creative that they left behind. You know, just go on. You got to just make the theme of your life, let's just say Left Eye for a while. Then, and see what happens. Remember, they talk to you in more than one way. So just see what happens. Start looking for coincidences. Do the same thing with Tupac. Get obsessed. Try to find some facts on Wikipedia that you've never seen before. All of those type of things. You know what I'm saying? And eventually you'll break through to them. You get what I'm saying? Have an open mind. Be prepared for anything, any type of feeling. If you get a craving for food during the time, get the food. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So do everything. Just become obsessed with each of them. You get what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
And do them one at a time. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
And you'll be able to contact them. You know what I mean?
All right. Sounds good. And I have one more question, just real quick. I'm like a heavy doodler. I like to draw here and there. And there was there's like constantly from the time I was in high school up until now, there's like a constant, there's the same face that I draw. It's like a man with like an afro or whatever, same face I draw like all the time, regardless of whether I'm doodling in class or doodling just on my own, whatever. It's always the same face. I was wondering what you had to say about that as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a spirit. That's what you... The same way a kid... The same way a kid has an invisible friend or whatever. So
yeah.
If that's a spirit that's with you, that's coming out. Part of your own power. But what you should do is just put his picture up. Contact him. Give him a name if you haven't already. I talked about this, what L.A. Banks talked about in Friday's lecture, which you need to download. You need to give them a bio and a mythology. You know what I'm saying? Give them a name, a mythology, and a personality, and he will work. If he's there to protect you from ass kicking, help you with finances, help you with relationships, protect you in the spirit world, let him know and give him that mythology accordingly. You get what I'm saying?
Gotcha. So basically like a full backstory pretty much.
Exactly. Make him the real deal. You get what I'm saying?
Gotcha. All right. Thank you very much. I know you guys' time is limited, so I won't take up too much more time. I appreciate it, definitely.
No problem, bro.
All right.
Thank you, Ms. Blue.
You're welcome. Peace and love. Thanks for calling in. All right. We have about 4 minutes left to go in the form. But I do want to use this time just in case to see where we are. I see a couple of people. I don't know. It looks like their calls are either dropping because I'm sure you guys are not hanging up. But so I'm going to let you kind of close us out a little bit in case we do not get a chance to go into the after hours this evening.
Okay, well, this is what it is. You know what's going on weekend updates. PANICPACK at hotmail.com. Go and get your panic pack. You better get them now. There's a lot of big things coming up, like the classes, the lectures, so get at me on that. Like I said, if someone is looking to help with the lectures, lives in the Atlanta area, get at me. So, I mean, it's good. We're going to come back with the movie thing. It's always great to be in the meeting with Ms. Blue. We're going to go thoroughly on that. The book is coming. So we got a lot of big things coming up this summer. You know, we got Kundalini classes. Blue has a Know Your Magic. Get your readings on. We got the Blue's Oracle deck. So there's a lot of things going on. We need a lot of tools out there. And we need to get with these damn tools. You get what I'm saying? So it's on like hot buttered popcorn.
That's it. And don't forget, you guys, to also to get those movies together. The movie show is, you know, like all the shows that Brother Panic does here on the Remix, it's going to be one to see. So we'll let you guys know when that's going to go down and how that's going to go down. Meanwhile, you know, keep doing what you guys do. Don't forget to download. If you like the show, yeah. I think I'm losing connection. If you like the show, I want you to like it. If you love it, I want you to love it. And love it over on Facebook on the Remix Family Group. Leave a comment. Send some emails like you guys have been doing. Don't forget to go back. Download all the shows. You can get them here right at www.blogtalkradio.com/TheRemix. And The Remix, and you can also go to iTunes and you can download them directly there. So you can get all the shows, all the good information, because this is information that Brother Panic comes on. He gives you guys for free. So many jewels, so many crystals, as we call them, so many jewels, gems that are there, just a wealth of information. Go back, listen to a lot of those shows. This is a great time to really, the information is timeless. It really steps outside of space and time, so you can listen to them at any time and really just begin to get into what I call knowing your magic, living life with a purpose. So we're going to get out of here, you guys, because really some crazy stuff going on over here, and I think my call is about to drop. So that's it. It's been a great weekend. Enjoy you guys' weekend. Brother Panic will be back. We'll let you know when that's going on, and it's always been real life and fun. Thank you so much, Brother Panic, for coming and sharing
with
us. Thanks
for having me. Thanks for having me once again, Ms. Blue. Always love being live in the Remix.
Live in the Remix. So, you know, what is it called? Pineal poppers.
Yeah, right.
I like that.
Trying to get down with these pineal poppers.
Pineal poppers and Blue Panic the Kitty. So we would like to see how Blue Panic the Kitty is coming along.
Yeah, Tracy got to keep sending us pictures, see what's going on with Blue Panic.
Blue Panic Kitty.
See what's going on with Blue Panic.
Too much. Peace and love. Guys, peace and love. It's been great. It's been fun. So, yeah, we'll keep. Well, let's see if we can keep going. I guess we can.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's see how it does. If we get cut off, then you guys know, download. But if not, then we'll keep going. You guys will be able to get to the after show after this. So let's go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 302. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Miss Blue. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Greetings. Who's on the line?
Hello, Brother Panic also. This is Butterfly Black Dot and other names that you may know me by, Miss Blue.
Yes. Greetings to you.
How are you and Brother Panic marinating tonight?
We are great. We are great. We're trying to see if we're going to make it to the after hours. So if you have a question for Brother Panic, go ahead. Get it in for
no,
us.
No, not a question. Just a thank you. Just a quick thank you. I really, look, I just got in. I was on a tweet saying, I just wanted to thank you, Brother Panic, and for everything. I'm going to purchase another package from Brother Panic. But I just wanted to say, I just want to thank you in relation to what Brother Panic mentioned. I'm sorry, what did you say?
Glad to help.
Oh, you are helping, brother. Real talk. You and Miss Blue, Brother Bobby Hammett, everybody, and me too.
Good.
But I'm just saying, when you mentioned the thing with the other caller about, earlier you mentioned about movies and things of that nature, I just want to say with the decoding thing, when you mentioned, like, decoding things for yourself, you know, for your own personal experience, it's cool to know which chakra it is and blah, 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 blah. I'm not crapping on that or anything, but I just want to let you know, when I watched this movie that Miss Blue, you mentioned the